About out there, y'all. What's going on, people? How y'all doing today? This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and I'm telling you, man, that song always gets me hype. That's a heck of a way to bring in the show, ain't it? I know, man, I know. But it's all good, it's all good. So how y'all doing out there today? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I'm happy. Okay. I'm not going to sing the whole song for y'all. I mean, you know, I may sing y'all somewhere that is trying to get me a contract or something. Anyway, what's going on out there, y'all? How are y'all today? Antoinette enjoying life, guest 1148, and of course, my co-host, Ngonye. Welcome to the chat room. Welcome to the show. Hey, and those already on the switchboard, area code 317 and 813. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, man, we got a good show planned for you today, I'm telling you. We're going to be talking about Fukushima. Fukushima. I know that sounds like a dance they're coming up with now, but it's not nothing like a dance. We're going to be talking about the disaster over in Japan and not only how they are being treated over there, some many months after the 2-3 years after, you know, the disaster, the earthquake and the tsunami. But how is that affecting us here in the United States? You know, it's certain things that the news media never wants us to know about. So sometimes we have to dig a little bit and come up with what's really going on. So we're going to be diving into that a little bit today. So I hope y'all ready for some great information. And of course, if y'all want to, you know, participate in the show also and give us some of the information that you may have on it, that's easy. Just give us a call at 347-838-8622 and you can join and talk on the show live, or you join us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk and come join the conversation in the chat room, or you can send me an email at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. And then there's the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. All those are all ways you can get be a part of the show. And I guarantee if you send it to me through email or Facebook, trust me, I'll read it live on air for you. All right. Well, now, if you don't want me to read live on air, you know, make sure you put that in your message so I would know. You know, that's just for me, all right? That's what I'm talking about. Now, anyway, now, of course, y'all know I can't go any further in the show without bringing somebody on the air that is so beautiful and so smart, you know. And no matter what we're talking about, I'm telling you, they are very knowledgeable, and I enjoy having them on my show. You know, they were a big addition, and You know what? I got to make sure I keep them under contract. That's for sure. So without further ado, man, here it is. Here it is without further ado, y'all. Are y'all ready for this? Are y'all ready for this? Without further ado, Sister Ngonye. Hello.
How are you doing today, Eric?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, indeed. I thank you so much for your inspiration and motivation. And my goodness, I'm going to have to get some big boots to walk this path.
We don't need no big boots. Just relax.
Oh.
Just relax.
All
yeah.
right.
Regular pair of tennis shoes will do. Regular pair of tennis shoes will do.
How about sandals? I'm in Florida.
Okay. Well, sandals. Well, if you're in Florida, flip-flops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy.
That makes it a little easier. Flip-flops.
Yes.
Indeed.
Anyway.
This
topic you picked for today, Eric, is very, it's deep.
Well, I must admit, I didn't choose this on my own. It was kind of suggested in the chat room yesterday. And, you know, I said, yeah, let's do this, you know. And the other thing is, I want to bring out to the listeners, if there's any topics you would like to hear on the show, don't hesitate to let me know. Now, as I say, this topic was just put in the chat room yesterday, and I said, oh, yeah, this is a good one here. So, hey, just send them to me through the email, or you can put it in the chat room or go to the Facebook page and let me know, and I definitely get it on. It won't be no 3-4 months later either. So I'm just putting that out there for those that may have topics they want us to discuss. All right.
Eric, before you move forward, would you give me a little feedback on my volume? Because yesterday I saw that it was a lot of feedback. How am I doing with the volume sound?
Sounds good and clear to me.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It was
You're
too high.
Welcome. It was too high yesterday?
Either that or my emotions were. I don't know which one.
Okay. Maybe your emotions. Because you know, you have to keep your volume high around here to be heard, I noticed.
Yeah, sometimes you got to jump in there if you can get in.
Yeah, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. We're going to give a shout out to Iggy Mom in the chat room. Welcome to the show. All right. So here we go. It's about that time. It's about that time for our song of the days, our mix. Now, you know what? I'm glad today Thursday because, you know, I got a new music coordinator and they taking charge of the music. But on Fridays, I get to do the music, so I get to show out a little bit tomorrow. And I'm telling you, tomorrow, y'all bring your dancing shoes because we're going to rock a little bit. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and get the song of the day out of the way. So without further ado, y'all, here it is, the song of the day.
Go, go, go.
All right, y'all, that was your Thursday mix right there. That was the Thursday mix. I'm telling you, a little LL and a Cool J and a little Crisscross. And then at the end, you had Miss Diana Ross. And she was coming out, y'all. I don't know what she was coming out of, but she was coming out. Okay, she on her own with that one because I'm not coming out of nothing. I'm already there, so I don't have to worry about that. Anyway, I thought I'd just put that out there, you know, just in case anybody was wondering, was there a hidden message in the song? No. Okay, that's all I'm saying about that. All right, so now we got the song of the day out of the way. Co-host, are you back yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, so now we ready for the quote of the day, y'all, and I'm sure, I don't even have to think about it because I know my co-host has something that's going to make your brain just explode, you know, just trying to figure out what it is. So without further ado, y'all, here it is, Sister Ngoni with the quote of the day. There you go. You like that,
Thank
huh?
you, sir. The world is not to be narrowed till it will go into the understanding, but the understanding to be expanded and opened till it can take in the image of the world as it is in fact. That quote is from Sir Francis Bacon.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. You know, let's do that one more time. One more time.
All righty. The world is not to be narrowed till it will go into the understanding, but the understanding to be expanded and opened till it can take in the image of the world as it is in fact.
Okay. All right, all right, all right, all right. You got me on that one.
Really?
Yeah, you got me on that one. I was trying to get a grasp on it, but yeah, you got me on that one. So
you want me to do it one more time?
Okay, one more time, one more time.
Okay, okay. The world is not to be narrowed till it will go into the understanding, but the understanding to be expanded and opened till it can take in the image of the world as it is in fact. In other words, instead of looking out and trying to fit what's going on in the world into what we want it to be, we should expand our understanding to encompass the world as it is in fact. And that's kind of hard to do sometimes.
Now, when you put it that way, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you put it that way, I understand. But I don't know, maybe it's just the twisting of the words kind of had me backwards there for a hot minute. But okay, yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I got
it's,
you.
It's like reality is kind of hard to swallow sometimes.
That is so true. That is so true. Man, I tell you, outstanding. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right.
And the reason I chose that one, Mr. Talk, is
because
of the topic. The reason I chose that one is because of the topic you chose for today, because it's going to be one that's going to challenge us to push our understanding to include some very serious things.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you know what, though? What I'm noticing is, you know, usually when we do the regular stuff, we have the switchboard be full and the chat room be full now. Now that we're about to get into something a little serious that's going to challenge them a little bit, you know, I see everybody kind of hanging back for a moment. But it's okay. It's okay. We still going to go on. You know, they'll be here eventually, I guess. But, you know, don't worry about that. Right? Right. All right, y'all. Right. So we're talking about Fukushima, y'all. What y'all know about Fukushima? I ain't know much about it. I really didn't. I mean, it took me a minute to go. And I remember what happened, you know, March of 2011. You know, there was an earthquake and a tsunami, and it messed around and caused a nuclear reactor to go down, go way down. You know, and a lot of people were worried about the nuclear waste that was coming out of it and how, you know, it was affecting a lot of people. And a lot of them over in Japan, actually. It was in Japan. So we have to make sure we get that cleared up also. And, you know, it's just like a wasteland almost, but yet they're still having people go over there and work in it, which is kind of scary if you really think about it. You know, and a lot of these people are homeless people. Actually, you know, they go over there and recruit the homeless people, and they and what they do, they send them over there and pay them minimum wage. You know, don't give them any kind of protective gear or anything like that. They just send them in there to work on that area and work in that area. Talking about they're helping clean up. So you know that it's amazing. You know, with all this human rights and all these rights for animals and all that, they still allow people to go over there, you know, and, you know, they allow people to go over there and go in that area and just go unprotected. You know, I find that really horrible or horrendous. You know, that shows a lack of respect for human life, really, if you ask me. Of course, I'm just talking from what I know, but that's the way I feel right now. And, you know, I think a lot needs to be taught, and that's why it needs to be talked about. You know, you have children over there now coming up with thyroid cancer, and a lot of them are dying from cancer and things related to that the disaster over there. Now, remember, it's only been 3 years now. It's only been 3 years. But, you know, like there's a good side, there's always a bad side to stuff. And I don't know if you really want to call that a good side. Let me go and clear that up. I don't think you really want to call that a good side. But, you know, it's for the ones that's telling the truth about their illnesses, there's always those out there that can fabricate a story to collect some money. But we'll get into that part of it a little later. I see we have somebody that has their hand up in the chat on the switchboard, so we're going to bring them in a minute. But before we do, Sister Ngoni, you got anything you would like to add as far as the basis?
No, I dropped the link in the chat room. I know it's not going to be probably a – I mean, it's kind of serious, you know. Just, you know, I put the link in there. Mm-hmm. And the lady, Lorraine Moray, she's a scientist. She's a very much attacked scientist out of San Francisco area. She's been to Japan. She has several videos on YouTube that go back 2011 when Fukushima happened. And, of course, she's giving a different view of the event than the regular mainstream news does. So that's why I dropped it in there for anybody who might be interested.
Okay. Well, thank you. And, yeah, y'all check that out. You know, I had a clip I wanted to play on the show, too, but I forgot to upload it. So I'm going to go back and see if I can upload it here in a little bit, you know, regardless of, I mean, regarding what's really going on with the radiation and how it's affecting not only Japan, but us here in the United States. But before I do, let me go ahead and bring this caller in because they've been waiting patiently for at least 24 minutes. And that's unlike me. But anyway, we're going to bring them on in. So without further ado, area code 317, welcome to the show. Who do I have here?
Hello. My name is Karen Smith. I'm the sister of the beautiful Ngoni Al.
Oh.
And I just want to send a shout out to you, Mr. Talk, and her, and tell you I'm listening to your very interesting subject today. I don't know much about it, so I just won't add anything, but I just want to send a shout out.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
And we're going to show you some love also. That's right. You show us some love.
Right.
First time caller.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome to anytime to come on the show. Anytime.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. You too. All right, y'all. And see, that's what I'm talking about. Family. You know, family. Of course, everybody's family here on the show. Well, mostly everybody. You know, there's some of y'all out there we can't adopt into the family because y'all don't know how to act.
Oh, we can adopt them. We can accept them.
We can accept them. Okay, we're going to accept them then.
We can accept them.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. Okay, if we're going to accept them, we're going to accept them. All right, so. Anyway.
How about it?
Okay, I'll tell you what. When those people come in, we're going to flip a coin. We'll flip a coin, and if it's heads, we'll sell them. If it's tails, they got to go on their merry way because, you know, it is what it is. That's all I'm going to say. Well,
okay.
Yeah, I know. All right, so let's get to talking about Fukushima. Now, for those that really want to, you know, get into it, it's spelled Fukushima if you just want to find some, you know, information on it. But I'm going to give y'all the real background, and then we're going to go from there. I see we got Dirk Diggler in this chat room. Well, thank you for joining. Of course, we got Ava Indiana. You know, he's supposed to be on the line with us, and he in the chat room. You know he want to start something, but that's okay. Anyway, Fukushima, here we go. A major earthquake that happened on March the 11th, 2011, caused a 15-meter tsunami to strike the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant on Japan's Tohoku coast, disabling the power plant and heat sinks, thereby triggering a nuclear incident. Now, number one. Now, you know, I understand they keep saying it's triggering a nuclear incident, right? But if you look at it, even the explosion that you saw, it wasn't a nuclear explosion. You know, a nuclear explosion, you know, you have the mushroom cloud and, you know, the heat wave and the aftershocks, but you didn't have that. The only thing you had was a bunch of black smoke going in the air, which tells me from what I've learned since I, you know, being in the military and all, is that that wasn't a nuclear explosion. I mean, I know that's what they're classifying it as, but I don't know. I think that was the first sign that some deception was going on. I really do. And then it's to the point to where they were saying that the radiation was was a certain level when it was almost ten times greater than what they was telling everybody. Now, you know, once again, once again, you know, I always say, and we say it a lot of times on this show, sometimes you have to look behind everything. And I get what the Japanese government was trying to do, and that was trying to keep the public from really panicking about what was really going on over there. Now, I understand that. You know, and yes, it was a tragedy. But in the same breath, I'm saying, shouldn't they have been upfront and honest about the exactly what was going on and the damage that was really created? You know, because you had the cores of units 1, 2, and 3 overheat, you know, and melted in the first 3 days of this thing, you know. Now, the major thing was it was leaking contaminants into the water. Now, we all know, you know, Japan and all that, and, you know, that there's a word that is leading right to the Pacific Ocean region, and it's causing fish and stuff like that to die out or become mutated. You know, so it's really a bad thing going on there. But, you know,
Eric,
and it's, yes, ma'am.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead with your thought. I'll wait.
No, you're good. Go ahead. You're good. Go for it.
What you said just prompted me to remember that I was listening to the link, the video that I put in the chat room by Lorraine Moray, and she said off the coast of California, there's 147 miles, 1,000 miles down in the ocean where there's just full of dead organisms.
Yeah, exactly. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know what? Here's another thing that people have forgotten about this thing. You know, that tsunami washed a lot of stuff out to sea. You know, and a lot of that stuff was actually contaminated. So where did it go? You haven't really heard anything about where that stuff is landing at now, right? You know,
no,
besides...
they're talking about it. They're expecting it to come here to the west coast of North America.
But where
shortly.
Is it now? Where is it now, though?
Well, we know it's out in the Pacific somewhere, but they're saying that, you know, after 3 years of moving this way with the current, that eventually it's going to land on the west coast of North America. It doesn't have anywhere else to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It doesn't have anywhere to go. You're right. Yeah, well, I don't know. It has a lot of places to go. Just where it's going to be, I don't know. But hold on. We got two other people with their hands up, so let's bring them into the conversation. All right.
Okay.
Let's see. 111, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing? I want to find out who that other caller is before I jump in. Jesus Christ, because if it's low, it's going to be where the Honkies, they blew up Fukushima.
No, it's not low. All
okay.
Right, let me bring them in. All right, area code 561, welcome to the show.
Yes,
hello.
Hi,
greetings.
Yeah, hello, Elvira.
And greetings, Joe.
Hey, I'm going. How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm just a little excited because on Dr. Phil today, he's interviewing a targeted individual. And I just wanted to say to you all, if you have a TV on next to you, please watch this because this is just the way it goes. And nobody can believe, not even see, just see what Dr. Phil is saying to this guy. And he's a big-time attorney that's being targeted. So I just want you, if you have a TV near you, just watch Dr. Phil if you can, because this is just how it goes, and it's strange and it's weird and it's a shame that this is happening, not just in the United States, but around the world. And that's what I wanted to say. And thank you for listening.
Thank you, Ms. Elvira.
And thank
Ms.
you for also being there, because I really get a lot of education from you all, too, on the subjects that you be talking about, and I basically listen. Thank you.
No. All right. Well, thank you also, ma'am. All right. Let's see. We got two more callers before we let Joe get going. Let's see. Wesley and Derek Cooper.
Okay,
that's
lost.
His name. Oh, I know. Hello, Derek. Derek and Wesley, welcome to the show. Hello? Okay. All right. Well, the lines are open when y'all ready to speak.
Hey,
all right, Joe.
Hey, you hear
okay.
me?
All right. Yeah,
hey,
we hear you, Wesley. Yeah,
yeah,
I hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah. They found some dead polar bears in Alaska, man, with their fur all messed up and with radiation sickness, man, in Alaska, some polar bears. And also at 4 a.m. this morning Pacific time, y'all know the sun had a big solar flare. And polarity of the sun has switched, man, okay? The polarity of the sun has switched. Okay, you can go to the NOAA, National Oceanographic and Atmospheric website, and it's on there. So for the ones that, like, don't believe what I'm saying, and we're for some good times, y'all, so y'all better buckle up your seatbelt and get ready for this ride.
Well, I just saw.
Okay.
I just saw on a documentary, I just saw that 78% of all radiation is being pumped into the Pacific Ocean. The other 20% has been spread out throughout the Indonesian Isles and the Japanese Isles, which has caused around 5,000 deaths, unreported deaths. They haven't been reported. That's just the way the government works. But the 78% of this radiation problem has been pumped straight into the Pacific Ocean. Now, that is a real problem, because what we're talking about there is the fishing industry. And what they're doing is they're farming it and they're sending it out all over the world. And everyone, you know, eating their fish fingers, thinking there's nothing wrong with it. There's a little bit of radiation in there. I saw something on the internet the other day, and it said that the radiation in fish stocks has gone up 121%, 121% in the last 2 years. Now, the last 2 years, I do believe, is when this Fukushima plant exploded. So there's something to be looked at there as well, you know.
Right, right.
That's for sure. And also, Lorraine Murray said that it also affected India, the radiation and the birth rate, you know, babies dying there in India because of the Fukushima. And she also mentioned that cattle mutilations that we had going on around the country in the early 60s has now resumed. She said it was the Army that was doing that, because when they do atomic or nuclear explosions, they send the Army out to test and take out the eyeballs, which has the least amount of radiation, and there in some other internal organ, she said the rectum, which measures the amount of radiation coming out with food, you know, elimination from the bodies of the cows. So according to her, cattle mutilation has resumed.
And also, the government ordered so many doses of potassium iodide, okay, that's for radiation poisoning. So it's going to be hard to find potassium iodide. But the good news is, people, that if you're black as midnight, 12:30, then your melanin will help shield you from all this radiation. So, like they say, the blacker the bear, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah. They also said that China is rejecting all food products from the west coast of North America, at Canada and Alaska.
They're rejecting something else from America, too, because of the GMO in it. Yeah, wheat, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's about time. It's about time that we all stood up as a people. Doesn't matter where we come from. We're all human beings. It's about time we all stood up, put our foot down and said, no, no, I'm not having it. What's all this shit going on in my planet? My planet that I live on. All my children have got to live on this planet.
You know what? Because of what's been happening the past few decades, especially now with Fukushima and with the pollution that's been going on and been sanctioned by the governments, I'm going to throw out an idea, which I think I mentioned on the show before. It, to me, was crazy at the beginning, but I'm giving it a little bit more serious thought. The way the planet's going, how can the so-called elite, I don't want to call them elite, I call them scumbags. How come the scumbags in there and their descendants, how are they going to survive the way the planet's going? Now, my thinking is they're not going to survive. I don't care how deeply they go underground. So my thought is it possible that David Icke was right?
Well, you know how they survive, man. They're snatching people with melanated body parts, okay? That's what they're doing. That's why if you black, you better take care of yourself. Make sure you don't get caught up by yourself, man. That's why all these children coming up dead, going to the hospital, like that girl in California.
It's got nothing to do with your color of your skin.
With melanin, okay? Don't feel bad if you melanin challenged, brother. That's a fact, man. Okay? That's why they snatching up Dick Cheney and all them Bush and them. It's taking people body parts, man.
Well.
Okay? They caught some Jews, some Zionist Jewish rabbis a couple of years ago in New York. Stealing body parts, man.
Okay. They're probably stealing body parts, but it may or may not make any difference whether or not they're stealing it from blacks or from Jews. What about the fact that the pollution on this planet is practically irreversible? Do you guys think that it's possible that there are aliens here who are in the bloodline of the monarchies?
That's why they call them blue blood, man.
Well, Lorraine Murray was saying that they have inbreeded so long that they're now clinically insane.
Yeah, that's possible. But what do you think about the fact that they are aliens? Not the fact, but the theory that they are aliens, that they're covering up their particular physiology, okay, and that they are of alien extraction.
Well, that's where I would chime in with Brother Wesley, not to say that they're, I don't know if they're just targeting black people. I know they were harvesting organs in Haiti when they had the earthquake down there. Mm-hmm. But I think that there is something about this harvesting organs for, because, see, they want to go to this transhumanism
right, where
they believe that they're going to live forever.
Yeah, they want to mesh human organs with androids, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, they need organs, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do.
I don't believe that whatsoever. I do not believe that there is aliens out there harvesting your organs. I don't see it. I mean, let's be real. Let's be real. Get down to earth. Put your feet on the ground.
Where you from, man?
I'm from planet Earth. Same as you, brother.
This is a Kennedy show, man. We people on here smart, man. This is the smartest show on Block Talk. Okay?
Yes.
So, hey, Brother Wesley.
Why, thank you.
How you doing, Brother Wesley?
I'm doing good, my sister.
Can I speak to the gentleman for just a moment?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. What was your name, sir?
Hey, me?
I think it's Dirk.
My name's Derek.
Okay, Derek. Well, thank you and welcome. It was documented that they were harvesting organs when they had when Haiti got earthquaked.
Documented from who?
That was documented. Now, wait a minute. Let me just tell you now. Personally, I'm not saying that it's just black people's organs. I don't know. But I do know it was documented. It hit mainstream news that they caught some people, And Israel is known to be harvesting organs. I mean, they have a thriving business in harvesting organs.
Yeah, it's organ trafficking, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens, So don't take offense. But it's happening.
And also, Derek, the theory about aliens. The people here know me. They know that I don't believe in anything unless there's proof. So that's why I said it's a theory. Now, in terms of organ harvesting, that is a natural assumption that has been in the minds of people for centuries. Because over the years, people like Caligula, Nero, Caesar, Hitler, Stalin, now this fuck in the White House, Bush before him, probably.
Yeah.
Everybody who's a dictator wants to become a god. They are so megalomaniacal, they want to become gods. The only way they're going to become gods is by using the technology of that day. The technology we have today, and especially in about 10 years from now, probably at the most, there will be a merging of plastic parts with human tissue in order to form androids.
I don't believe it's ever going to happen.
It's already happening, brother.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Wesley. Now I got to say I'm of the belief that that is already going on. I really do, and yes, I do believe there are aliens walking among us. And yes, Joe, I do believe they are of, you know, our, they look like us, but you know they're really not. But that's what it takes to, you know, as we said before, assimilate. You know what I mean?
That's why you're against the assimilation. All right, I got it.
I'm going to tell you how to tell, man. You got to look in their eyes, man. If you look
Wesley,
in their eyes,
Wesley,
I'm trying to strengthen y'all, man.
Wesley, I understand, but can I finish?
Yes, sir. I thought you finished.
All
right. Sorry about that.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Derek, where are you calling us from?
United Kingdom.
All right. All right, there we go. There we go. All right,
well, we found somebody for Ebony.
Let me go ahead and bring a couple of more callers in. Let's see, 111.
Let's talk.
It's Beasley. I'm late, but I'm entertained.
But the way to look at a hybrid, man, you look dead in the eyes. If they don't have no pupil or no iris. And they see the white part of the eye, and you look at the color of the eye, and if it's just like one color, like black, and they don't have no pupil, no iris, you know that's an iris. I think you're very small-minded.
We're talking about the human race here, not particular whatever's color, eyes. Doesn't matter what eye color you have got. Doesn't matter what color you pierce. We're all the same. We're all human beings living on one planet.
We're not the same, bro.
We are the same. How can you say we're not the same?
Hold on, everybody.
Let them have the conversation. I'd like to hear how we're different or the same. If you guys don't mind.
Oh, you want to hear that, huh?
I'm not going to even participate.
Bah! Well, you know
what?
That's
hard for me to do.
Let's get back to what we were talking about.
What's the topic today?
Because we are all spawned, whether it be through soul or body, we are all spawned on one planet. And this planet is our mother. The mother gives birth to everything on it. Every tree, every plant, every flower, every insect, we're all the same. And you, whoever I just spoke to, the man who's telling me that he's different, he's not.
How did you
get Q out
of Wesley?
Just because he looks a little bit different, just because he's got a different colour pigment in his skin, it doesn't matter. We're all the same. We're all human beings. We all have to live, breathe, fight, and survive as one species.
Now, can we get back to Fukushima?
Let me ask this question. Here it is. What does any of this have to do with Fukushima? And that's what
Fukushima.
I want to know.
Well, what I'm saying about Fukushima is people with more melanin in their skin to be able to survive radiation from the sun or extra radiation than the people with non-melanin with a recessive gene. Okay, so we're not the same, man.
Okay.
Europeans, our DNA is more acid, and people from Africa, the DNA is alkaline, man. Okay. That's the difference.
So, are you saying that the radiation leak from Fukushima has different effects on the white man, as you would put it, from the Asian man? Has it got different effects from each one? I do believe not. I do believe we are all human beings.
All right, Derek, have you gotten any proof whatsoever of your particular theories?
The only proof I've got is what I've watched on YouTube.
Well, it's on YouTube. All right. How do you know that the videos, like, and I've said this to Ngonu as well, and to anybody else, how do you know that what you're reading, what you're seeing, is the truth?
I don't even know if the hand is in front of my face.
I don't even know
if it's flesh and blood.
Okay.
So maybe
we can get back to Fukushima.
Slap yourself with that hand, and that'll answer your question.
Lord.
Beasley, good for him always.
Good for him.
I know don't dare. She's a good sport. Take that hand back and drive back and whack yourself
you
in
what,
the face.
I'll tell you what.
Feel something. That hand is real.
I'll
tell you what. I will retract that hand, and I will say that I have watched a lot.
All right,
lot,
all right, all right, all right.
Oh, by the way, Derek, this is the way the show runs, okay?
All right, enough.
Great show.
Broken.
Oh, boy.
All right. Now, anyway, let's get on back to what we was talking about. Now, I mean, I do like...
Joe.
I do, huh? Yeah, well, Joe was supposed to say something, but he never got his chance to say anything. So, go ahead, Joe.
He said, how do you know it's truth? Right,
yeah.
Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What I do is when I research, I try to be mindful of the resources or the sources that I'm viewing,
mm-hmm.
because I know there's a lot of propaganda and everything and disinformation out there. So I depend on sources that I trust that document things, and that's how I roll with it. But other than that, I could still not prove anything to anyone because, you just can't know everything.
Right, but one of the biggest things I do is I cross-reference from different sources,
mm-hmm.
and go and read. And usually if you do that, you can find basically what is true and what's not true, for the most part.
Can't prove it, though. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? Your truth is going to be based on...
You can't prove it.
The truth that you find is going to be based, a lot of it's going to be based on what you already believe.
That's
very true.
Believe.
It's called confirmation bias.
It's always good
yeah.
to have an open mind.
Okay.
It's always
wait a minute.
Good
before...
to have an open mind. But
okay.
the mm-hmm. is, it's
before
always good to have an open
far.
Mind, but not so open that your brain falls out. Have an open mind. That's very good. But don't have it so open that your brain just splats on the floor.
Oh, wow. How about
interesting.
That?
Yeah, that's very interesting. What was that?
Wow.
But anyway, look, I want to talk about another thing about this Fukushima thing. At the time, the USS Ronald Reagan was in the area. So 3 years later, now there's about 70 soldiers suing the Tokyo Electric Company, saying they should have contained the thing better and that
yeah.
they're having issues right now. Now, here's my thing about this. I've seen the pictures of what they call nuclear snow and all this. But if they're out there cleaning up nuclear snow, none of them had on any mop gear. Just what they was calling snow was nothing but decontamination soap and water brushing off the deck of the carrier. So I'm trying to say, is it now time to where the leeches and the ambulance chasing attorneys are getting involved and causing this thing to blow up bigger than it is? Because you think on a big carrier, they have nuclear detecting equipment, and they wouldn't send nobody on shore. I know not, from what I know in the military, they're not going to send you nowhere in the contaminated area if they know it's going to harm you. So I don't know. Y'all help me with this.
All right, I got an answer for you. All right.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. This is what you're experiencing is Orwellian thinking, and I'll tell you why. You're thinking because you were in the military that they, especially, maybe it was the USS Reagan, that they wouldn't
yeah.
endanger the lives of the veterans, But yet, you were sent into battle when you shouldn't have been. You should have been behind the supply lines. You should have been delivering supplies and should have been behind the lines up front, rather. But here's another thing. I think you've seen, because I know I pointed it out to people not on this show, on other shows, that you can go to YouTube, and there is a video of the film taken by the Defense Department where they ordered soldiers in Los Alamos, I believe, to walk towards nuclear bombs, the radiation, the atomic cloud. That endangered the soldiers back in 1940s. They don't give a shit about veterans today.
Yeah, it was a test.
Yeah.
But
hey,
Joe,
let me tell y'all something, man. I'm an electrician.
But Joe,
that
was not just scientists. That wasn't soldiers. A lot of that was scientists that did it first, though.
No, well, scientists never walk. I doubt if any scientists ever walk towards the mushroom cloud.
Yeah,
they have soldiers ordered to walk towards the mushroom cloud. They get out of the trenches.
The one I saw had scientists doing it also.
Walking towards the cloud?
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all, I'm an electrician, man. I'm an electrician, man, and I worked at powerhouses before, right? And that Fukushima plant, GM had retired that plant for 25 years ago, and Japan kept it running, okay? But to work in a nuclear plant, man, a nuclear powerhouse, you got to go through so many background checks. Then when you go in there, you got to put on a radiation suit with a badge with all that detect radiation. And everything is documented, how you doing. So whatever you bring in there, the tools be contaminated, man. So no tools can be taken out. And then when you leave, you got to take a shower, man. You got to get butt naked and take a shower before you put your regular clothes on. So them nuclear powerhouses ain't nothing to play with, man. And that one they built in down here in South Carolina, Georgia border, plant Vogel, all the fish and the water and everything, it's in the black community, too. It's contaminated, man. Okay, this is Plant Vogel. That Georgia Power is getting ready to build up now, but I refuse to even work at a nuclear powerhouse, man. Okay? Because I've heard so many stories about guys working in there, man. And so I'm telling y'all, there ain't nothing to play with, man. I don't know if y'all ever worked at a nuclear plant, man, but there ain't nothing to play with. Even
they just shut the one down in between Los Angeles and San Diego that's right there on the ocean.
I was just about to say, that's got to be the places for nuclear reactors.
Well, right, that's where they're talking about building them all at now.
I know.
Right on the fault line. That's
right.
Where they got the one in California.
Well,
and in New York,
it's right there. They shut that one down. And I think it's, I don't know if it's Rancho Seco, what it's called, but I've seen it dozens and dozens of times going between the two places. This is really unfortunate, this Fukushima thing, because that right now it is steadily leaking waste into the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
350-something million gallons a day, man. Okay? That's
how much?
350 million gallons a day. That's how much is leaking.
Also, Nagoni, you were talking about how you either reading the article or talking to somebody else that they're letting you know about the consequences of the dead organisms. In an article around where Tokyo is, or around where Fukushima is, and spreading out from there, there was an increase in the last 3 years. I think Fukushima occurred 3 years ago, that at one time there was only like 1% of dead fish at the bottom of the ocean around that area.
Mm-hmm.
98% of that freaking area now is all dead fish.
I was listening to Lorraine Moray, the link that I put in the chat room by Lorraine Moray. She's a scientist. She went to Japan. And she says that this was done by design, that this isn't unfortunate. It's not an accident that it was done by design, and that the Fukushima plant, Hitachi, is taking their orders directly from BP through the Department of Energy here in the United States.
Well, that's what
and
I was saying.
National, Nuclear Energy and Regulatory Commission, that's who run them power plants.
You know, as you were talking about, Wes, when you were talking about GE, GE 25 years ago did warn, it's not 25, how many years ago, they did warn TEPCO, which is the company that built this shit, that they had very faulty construction with their, with their plant.
But they retired before that plant supposed to be retired, man. And they got about three or four plants on America that's right on the fault line. The one in New York is on the fault line in Ohio.
Well, Three Mile Island, that happened years ago. Think about what would have happened to the northeastern seaport if that fell into the sea.
Now, something else, too, was that there's a book written by Voltaire in 1700s that predicted this incident. And he said that it would be done by international Zionist or Satanist. He used the word in his book in the 1700s. I haven't read the book. I'm just telling you what Lorraine Moray said in the video that I put in the chat room.
Oh, okay. I'm not in the chat. I'm lying down trying to just relax here.
Y'all want to know, man, that once some things go, it's going to be like 25,000 years before they even the land even come back right, man.
Which makes me wonder, what about this reptile theory? the only people who are going to survive are going to be non-humans. And I'm thinking, you know, every time I turn around, every year, my brain, it keeps going towards the only people who are going to survive are going to be non-humans. Maybe they are reptilian, because who knows?
Well, the frequency on the Earth won't be able to sustain them, so because the frequency is speeding up. So their frequency is speeding up, so they won't be able to survive, man. That's why they're trying to intermingle with our DNA. That's why they're trying to mix with our DNA so they can halfway survive. But the frequency is still going to be too high for them, so we ain't got nothing to worry about. We will survive, man.
And the other theory I've got, of if they're not reptilian, then they probably have a plan in mind where they're going to mesh with the androids, and they're probably thinking the robots will survive everything and won't need any kind of food, won't need air, won't give a rat's ass if it's living in swampland or anything like that. So that's my other second theory. But
what if they've already meshed thousands of years ago, Joe, and the people and the ones that you refer to as reptilians are hybrids?
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man.
It's possible, but I'm an agnostic.
Well, if you listen to the word that N2K used yesterday, anthropomorphism, in speaking about the Bible, there's many that believe that most of these characters that they reference in the New Testament are
reptiles, yeah.
Extraterrestrials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
who got
Eve in the Garden of Eden, man. That's who she was capitulating with, man.
I say it's possible.
It's not hard to conceive with an open mind.
And also, the Creator told me to tell y'all women, don't mess with them, man. That's what I'm trying to explain. it's serious, man.
It said when men were giants and they saw that the daughters of men were fair and they went unto them. It's too late.
No, never too late. I'm talking about for you. Don't mess with them, okay? If you see one.
No,
I'm
just being facetious, that's all.
I'm telling you.
That's what it says in the scriptures. When giants saw that the daughters of men were fair and they came unto them. I don't know the verse. I can't quote the verse where it's at in the Bible, but, you know.
But y'all not supposed to mess with them, okay? I'm telling y'all how the eyes look.
What about the female reptiles?
I like them.
Right. See? The difference, if there's going to be male reptiles, there's female reptiles as well.
Like I said, I'm a sheep.
I just told y'all how the eyes look, man. I just told y'all how the eyes look.
You know, there are some that believe that the U.S. and Israel created Stuxnet, or whatever they call it, how they pronounce it, which is a virus.
The computer virus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and some say that may have had a little bit to do with Fukushima also. Yeah. So, you know, what do y'all think? That maybe have some credence to it?
Yeah, I read about that. It does seem to me that it's possible. But do you think that they're trying to make too much out of this cyber terrorism? Because I just can't believe that our defenses are that open to hackers.
Well, if you look at it, all the software and all the electronics, everything we buy is made in China everywhere. Everything, man. All the computer circuit boards, your phone circuit boards, is all made in China anyway. Okay? So if China wants to, all they got to do is hit a switch. And everything that we got to go on the circuit board will be disrupted, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think cyber terrorism is something that's real because of as computerized as our world is. There's information that's stored. Everything is done by computers. If you compromise and get inside a computer system, who knows what you're able to do?
Oh, I agree with you on that. I mean, if they get inside, but what I'm thinking is, if the people who set up systems now, let's take Obamacare out of it. But ordinarily, when you got to set up a system for a bank or for any other kind of a large organization that needs to protect its particular data, they have people who are there supposedly trained to keep out, hackers. But
I've been doing a little bit of reading on this. These hackers have things called bots, and these bots You know, they're little machines, and they test passwords, and they find vulnerabilities, and they exploit systems. And, you know, that's how this Jeremy Hammond kid, that's how he got inside of Stratafor. And Stratafor is like a security/intelligence company with all types of nefarious relationships with all types of entities. And he released that information. That information got on WikiLeaks, and he did it. He's what's considered a hacktivist. So he's not just hacking for the fun of it. He's against things, and the way that he expresses his civil disobedience is hacking the computers. Unfortunately, it got him 10 years in prison.
Is that the first guy that went to prison for hacking?
It's not the first guy.
No.
That other guy, there's another guy that's of a lot of note, and there's a bunch of them. But Kevin Milnick.
Yeah, he's the first
guy. Name.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's one of the first. Let me ask you a question,
Ben. I mean, we talking cyber terrorism or whatever we want to call it. Mm-hmm. So if we combine that with the HAARP system, it looks like that's a whole setup right there to create something, which in turn, once again, will create fear in the public, which will set the public up for something else that they're really trying to do, but just take our attention off of what they really want to do. What y'all think about that one?
Well, it's probably action solution.
I believe all of these things, they make some sense. They have some credence. What I don't get, okay, and where it doesn't meet my discernment, if they have access to all of these different things, from HAARP to sending radio wave to control thought, why not just make it go down? Why draw it out? Why not just push the end game right now? And it's not about fooling people and having people believe it, but if you have the power to create all of this disruption, why not just make it all go down? Why wait?
I'll tell you that, because
like,
I thought about that.
It's like when you're cooking a crab or a frog, man, you turn the temperature up nice and slow, man. Next thing you know, the water boiling, man.
But why wait?
Because
I thought about it myself. They've had the power for years to pull the plug. They could have always created economic havoc and half countries war against each other, but they haven't. They don't have in place yet the robots or the what's the name of the movie? It's the one with Will Smith, Gene Hackman, Enemy of the State, and they don't have the other one with Tom Cruise. They don't have the technology yet to round everybody up the way that they want to. If they start doing stuff now, my particular theory is people will be awakened enough to start some kind of war. They'll lose the war, but they'll start burning buildings down and scorching the earth, and I don't think that the scumbags want that. They want everything to be nice and neat. And when they start killing off 5 billion people, they want to do it in a way which is, think about it, 5 billion people die too quickly. You're going to have a lot of growth of vultures and rats and everything. So they don't have the technology in place to keep us ensnared within our own particular prison planet. Once they have that, bang.
With the food and the weather and all the chemtrails and all that he's doing, they coming at you all kinds of different tentacles. So it's like pick your poison, how you want to go at.
Yeah, but his question was, how come they're not doing it right now? They have the power to pull the plug.
Why not turn the heat up? Why not make it happen? I'm 65. All right, let's just say I'm 60 years old, okay? And I'm 60 years old, and I'm part of the elite, okay? I'm part of a rich banking family. And, you know, and I get together with, you know, 300 folks, and we communicate. And I don't have 25 years to make this happen.
Yeah, you do if you can get some body parts, right? You got you some body parts, you can keep switching out and flopping out.
Rockefeller
like
made a bet
like,
that
like,
he was
like
going
I
to.
Like I said, and that Rockefeller's dead now, and
you been
know, dead.
That you know,
dead.
He could be somewhere on ice, man. Cry
yeah,
Jenny.
I was about to say that myself. Yeah.
You ever heard of cryogenics?
I've heard of cryogenics.
And then y'all remember
because I know where you're going with that, Bees. Because why aren't they doing it now when they can enjoy it during their lifetime? Yeah, but they don't. They have the power to pull the plug. They can create havoc. But what good is it if they can't round up the people the way they want? If they pull the plug now, people wake up. Then their plans are disrupted. Once they have the grid in place, once they have the electronic tattoos, all their RFID chips, once they have the security in place where they can make sure that they know where each and everybody's going from the time they leave their door, then they don't have problems. But right now, if they pull the plug, they got problems.
Why would
That's
I
my
even
answer.
Why would we even have to bother with rounding people up when we can control how they think? Not necessarily control how they think. They definitely can control what we think and talk about.
The propaganda machine that they're using now will be the media. What you're talking about are thought waves, right?
No. I'm talking about the media.
Oh, okay. Well.
I'm talking about the media. They're able to control what we think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can't control all of us.
They're not necessarily control what we think per se, because I don't, you know, thank goodness I don't feel that I'm a targeted individual. I don't feel Wesley's targeted either. He may feel that way, but I don't think he is either.
Are you black in America? Let me tell you something. I come in time somebody black do a crime within 48 hours, they can find his ass.
But you got some
what?
Dumbass criminals out there in that generation. You got some dumbass criminals out there that are unsophisticated, that don't think how to get away. and that goes with all colors. That goes with all colors. But that transcends race. But you got some dumbass criminals out there.
Well, take for example that the cop who went rogue, supposedly rogue. What he did was expose the corruption within the Los Angeles Police Department, and he thought he could get away, but he didn't.
I'm telling y'all, man, if you're black and do something, they'll find your ass, man.
But if you're white and you know, I mean, they always find the. They don't always find. I mean, how about Osama bin Laden?
Hey, Joe, they didn't even find D.B. Cooper, that guy that jumped out of the airplane. Remember that?
Yeah. That was something. That was something. The guy actually jumps out of a fucking airplane, he survives.
You don't know that he survived.
Well, I think that he did. I don't have any proof of it, but, I mean, you know.
Frank Matthews, the big heroin dealer from New York, he got away.
Who?
Frank Matthews.
Oh, I don't know him.
He got arrested on a drug charge in New York. He's a big drug kingpin in New York, and then he disappeared the next day, and they never saw him again. They figured he had $50 million. People get caught.
Well, you're right. I mean, there are dumbass criminals, and then there's organized crime. You can still get away.
If you look at the type of sophisticated crimes that they unravel and figure out from looking at the serial number of a part of a Ryder truck, and then tracing that serial number back to where the Ryder truck was rented, and figured out that it was Timothy McVeigh. Mm-hmm. If you look at the and that's old research technology. It doesn't even compare to what they have now.
But look at them people are anonymous. They can't find them.
Who?
They caught most.
Oh,
what are you talking
anonymous?
About? They caught. Anonymous. They caught most of them. Jeremy Hammond's one of them.
He's part of the anonymous.
He was one of the leaders of Anonymous, and he got caught.
Really?
And he got caught because the main dude, you want to know what's crazy? Is that those people were frequenting Blog Talk Radio shows. You guys are laughing. You guys are laughing. That scared the shit out of me. All right. I don't know if you're laughing because hold on a second. No. This isn't some theory. Why don't you check this out? Why don't you research? All right, do a little research.
What you said is unbelievable. It's believable, but the fuck we're here on BTR. Just want to fuck
hold
up,
on,
man.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Now, let me tell you why it's the truth if you want to learn something. This shit will blow your mind. This will blow your mind because it really expanded my mind. I was like, I will never want to get a show on here.
Oh, God. But hold on for a minute, y'all. Hold on.
Can I please explain this real quick?
All right, make it quick.
Make it quick because I want to play a clip. And you know what? And those of you,
you
just do a few clicks. There's a guy that had a show, and he still comes around these different things, and he's called Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay has the Vince in the Bay show. There's a guy who goes by the name of Sabu, okay? There's a guy that goes by the name of Sabu. Sabu was a fugitive hacker with Anonymous. Sabu got arrested by the FBI. They turned him into an informant, but nobody knew. He was giving information. He was giving targets for Jeremy Hammond. This is all documented. You guys can laugh all you want. It just shows that you don't that you haven't read what I read.
No, I've read about it too.
Okay, but hold on. I want to play this clip.
No. Sabu was giving targets provided by the FBI for Jeremy Hammond to hit. This is a network of young kids all over the place. They were fugitives calling in to Vincent the Bay show.
It's not Vincent, impossible. What are you getting upset
it's
about?
It's the truth. It's the truth.
We believe, man. I believe, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't believe research. Research.
All right.
It's
okay.
Funny.
But there is a clip I want to play regarding Fukuzima. I can't even say the word now. Y'all done talked all off the topic. Fukuzima. Yeah, Fukushima. So there's a clip I want to play. It's about 10 minutes, and we'll come back and we'll talk about that clip, all right? I got to get y'all back on topic.
It wasn't even a joke.
Okay, Beasley. All right. We're going to give you 10 minutes to cool off.
Man, they sent me microwaves and told me this.
Hello.
Even though the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan has disappeared largely from the front pages of newspapers, at least here in the United States, the crisis still continues and is apparently, in fact, worsening. Here's what a special witness at the Diet, the Japanese parliament, said at the end of July on new radiation measurements.
My team at the Radioisotope Center took it upon ourselves to measure and calculate the total amount of radioactive contamination using all of our expertise on the subject, and found the total amount of leakage to be about 29.6 times the amount of contamination caused by the nuclear bomb dropped on Hiroshima. Assuming the source material to be uranium, we think the total amount of leakage is about 20 times the contamination caused by the Hiroshima bomb.
There were also reports that the ground under the crippled nuclear facility is beginning to crack as the nuclear core is melting down into it, and deadly radioactive steam might be now spewing from those cracks, further hampering efforts to contain the crisis. As one unnamed Fukushima worker emailed to a friend earlier this month, a lot of the cracks came up in the ground. Massive steam is coming up from there. It's too smoggy here. Can't see a thing. It seems like a nuclear reaction is happening underground. Now we are evacuating. Watch out for the direction of wind. So what exactly is going on there? And why the media blackout on this increasingly severe nuclear disaster? Here to offer some answers is Paul Gunter, director of the Reactor Oversight Project at Beyond Nuclear. Paul, welcome back.
Thanks again for having us, Tom.
I appreciate your being here. It's a shame, though, that this is just continuing.
160 days now.
Yeah. In fact, that clip that we just played of the guy in the Diet testifying was sent to me by a dear friend of mine who's Japanese and lives in Tokyo. They're really starting to get worried. I mean, this cracks at the plant, radioactive steam coming out of the earth, that sounds an awful lot like, and my knowledge of this is limited to having seen the Jane Fonda movie, but that sounds a lot like the China Syndrome, the core melting down through the earth and hitting the water table.
Right. That's clearly a concern that we've had all along, that we know now that there have been three meltdowns at the reactors at this six-unit site, and that the vessel has failed. Now what seems to be the situation is that this corium, this melted reactor core, has burned through the concrete floor of the reactor building or buildings and has now burned into the earth and reaching groundwater is creating steam. And what the readings we're seeing now suggest that it's off scale for the instrumentation that's being used by workers, which is 10 sieverts per hour. So right now it looks like the...
It's 10,000 millisieverts.
It's 1 million millirem. It's 500, so 500 rem is a lethal dose. This is 1,000 rem coming out of these cracks. So we're seeing, you know, doses that could cause fatalities within days.
Let's just put this in a context that people understand. You said it's 1 million millirems. How many millirems is, say, a dental x-ray or a chest
well,
x-ray?
Well, the USNRC, the permissible dose for the public is 100 millirem per year. This is 1 millirem, 1 million millirem per hour.
Wow.
So these are lethal doses that are coming up out of the ground. So, you know, they've been looking to contain this accident by building tents over the reactor units, which is kind of ludicrous in and of itself and shows the desperation measures that are now being employed. But now it's coming up out of the ground through cracks around the facility. So the accident is now, you know, clearly much more seriously out of control than they're willing to admit.
It's escaped into the wild, essentially.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were involved in a NRC, U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, hearing on July 28th of this year where the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission basically admitted that that fuel fragments found over 1.5 miles away from the facility did not come from explosions from the fuel pool, from those spent fuel pools up on top of the reactor buildings that we've been talking about. These were fuel, according to the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, those fuel fragments were ejected from the reactor cores in those explosions.
Wow.
So the cores
were breached immediately.
That seems to be the concern right now. And, you know, we continue to see stories about aerosolized radioactivity turning up on the West Coast. I think the most recent story is the Los Angeles Times. Absolutely.
The headline, radioactive isotope may be from Fukushima detected. It's radioactive.
Absolutely. And
sulfur, which is the breakdown product of chlorine.
Yeah, from seawater being poured onto those reactors in those early days.
Found in La Jolla, California.
Yes. And so, again, the problem is that, as we pointed out on our very first interview with you, that the first thing to be controlled in these nuclear accidents is the information. And now, 160 days into this accident, and still worsening, we still see that the information is being withheld. There's an incredible lag time, months before we really understand
the
situation.
And yet this fellow who testified before the Diet said 20 to 29 times more radiation has been emitted from Fukushima than the Hiroshima bomb. I mean, this horrified the Japanese, made the Japanese press. This was a big deal in Japan. I didn't see it mentioned in a single newspaper in the United States.
Right.
Is the blackout here, there, or in both places?
It's a global nuclear industry that can control the airwaves, the media. And it, you know, really, we're really dependent upon indie media right now, like your program, like what's on the blogs, what's coming up on YouTube. You know, this is where news on Fukushima breaks first.
Wow. The just to clarify, in the last minute we have here, in a China syndrome like we're apparently seeing right now in Fukushima, the nuclear core melts through the reactor vessel, melts through the cement underneath it, melts into the ground, and if it was in, say, Nevada, it would be no big deal. It would end up in the dirt someplace buried forever. But if it hits a water table, it explodes out. Isn't it true that pretty much every nuclear power plant in America, or in the world for that matter, is built right next to water, so there's a low water table because they use it to cool a plant? I mean, isn't this like an inherently insane system?
It's certainly inherently dangerous. And once it's out of control, the consequences are unacceptable. You know, the big concern right now is that we don't really know, because we don't have reliable information on how hot that corium material, that melted core, is. If it's hot enough, it can separate out the elemental forms of water, hydrogen and oxygen, and that creates an underground explosive environment.
Wow. Paul, thanks so much
for
being
no
with
nukes.
Us.
Yeah, no nukes.
Yeah, there you go. While the rest of the media ignores Fukushima, we'll keep an eye on it and bring you the latest news on this global tragedy.
All right, and that was the clip right there, man. I'm telling you, that, you know, just so you can have an understanding of what's really going on over there, you know, need there be more said about exactly the danger that not just the Japanese people, but we are in, you know, period, because you know a lot of our food come from over yonder way anyway, you know, along with other stuff. You know, tech and electronics and things like that. So, I mean, does that make you think just a little bit about whether this actually, how can I put it, that we actually had a hand in this, or was this a true natural disaster?
Fukushima?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't natural at all.
I agree, Joe.
What was it?
Well, first off, I do believe that...
Well, welcome, Mays.
How you doing, Mays?
I do believe that it was probably planned in advance because, again, even the scientists
say that
when you're creating a nuclear reactor and you're putting it over water, if there's a disaster, why? Because once you sink into the water, like because of the China syndrome, because you're burning up everything all around you, you're going to sink into the water... You're going to get a calamity equal to, what, Hiroshima?
Well, evidently Hiroshima stuff still floating around, too.
Ooh.
Out there in the ocean and different places. And we've drank it for years and years and years, and we okay.
What'd you say, Mrs.?
You heard what I said. I
rarely hear what you say.
All the wars that we've had and all of it that went into the water and all the reactors and different radiation stuff around in America.
Yeah,
don't
what
they
about
have the same thing over here in the nuclear reactors and stuff that leaks?
Yeah.
Nobody worry about the ones over here.
Nothing's been quite like this, though.
What do you say?
Nothing's
a little
been
bit of
quite
the same
like
thing
this.
It's harmed a whole lot of people, too.
Not quite like this, Mae. Like he said, Fukushima is the worst disaster ever. It's worse than Chernobyl.
It's not controlled. They're pouring wastewater. Wastewater is leaking out of these reactors and these facilities into the ocean.
And the ones over here are probably doing the same thing, too.
Well...
Yeah, they say 95% of them are leaking over here.
Yeah.
So why we got to go worry about what's over there when the same thing happening over here? And what can we do about it?
Well,
See, Mays, here's the thing about
that,
Mays.
Unless they got a filtration system that that takes up waste.
He's talking about one spent rod takes 20,000 years, the dog going to break down, man. One rod. Okay, once the rods get, when they use it to make nuclear fuel, they have to cool them rods down. And, and they don't keep water on them rods to keep them cool, then they'll melt down right where they are.
That's why I think they build them close to the oceans to have a steady access to water to cool.
They shouldn't build them that close to any type of water.
That's the logic behind it. Yeah, you're right, Billy.
That is the
logic.
When you're building them over a fault, and not when you're building them when it can melt down, the water can come in. Yes, you need the water, the heavy water especially, in order for these rods to be cooled down. But you can always pump it in. You don't have to have it right next to the fucking water of the ocean or a lake.
Well, there's a lot of them that are right by the ocean. I
know.
There's a right.
And there's
right,
a lot of them who made money because they wanted it there.
They want cheap electricity, man. But then like I say, it takes one of them rods 20,000 years to doggone.
Do you know how many
contaminate
the waste rods? Do you know what we do with them? We have 1 billion pounds of wasted atomic fuel out of these nuclear reactors. 1 billion pounds residing in the United States underground.
Where they bury them in New Mexico or somewhere?
Do we have to believe everything that somebody come out with to try to make some money? I'm just asking the question.
No,
just answer my question.
No, I don't believe you don't. You got to use discernment. You got to kind of think your way through it.
Okay.
You got to think your way through it. I know about Fukushima, but it didn't stop my brother and I from last night from driving to San Francisco and getting some Dungeness crabs.
That's what I'm saying.
from Fisherman's Wharf.
No,
I
but I'm
even,
thinking about it now.
California been dropping in the ocean. How long California been dropping off into the sea?
Well, I don't believe that.
Forget about that.
But I don't believe that.
It hasn't made it there yet. And that's why you're feeling that, right?
We went and got some Dungeness crabs, some of that lobster salad that they make on Fisherman's Wharf, and we ate the clam chowder they put in the bread bowl. So
well,
you're
glowing green right now, Bees.
I might be. I don't know. It's got me saying things about
Bees,
Sabu and Anonymous.
Miss May, don't you want to keep your lights on? You want a cheap black bill,
Miss May?
Don't you
want
a cheap bill?
Do I want a cheap bill?
You remember 30 years ago when they were protesting nuclear power plants all over
West?
The place?
The heat come from the sun.
Yeah, 30 years ago they had the
solar
light, kind of
the solar panels, and that's a cheap bill.
Well, 2 days ago, my sister in Cleveland, they lights went out, man, like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Because they're on the grid.
That's in Cleveland. I don't know where you at, Miss May.
A whole lot of people on the grid, the lights going to go out every now and then.
You got solar panels, Miss May?
What did I just tell you? It's from the sun.
So you got solar panels.
If you're getting your heat from the sun, why are you worried about the other part? You should have been prepared.
Electricity is something we really take for granted, too. The time that the power goes out around here, I'm really miserable. I just go lay down. What can I do? I can't do anything.
You got some people, man, if the internet go down, they go crazy, man.
Yep.
Some people, so hooked on Wi-Fi, you let Wi-Fi go down, man, they go nuts.
I believe you. I believe
you
get more people.
I'd say I'd be lost without my computer.
Yes, ma'am. I have a question. Do you think sometimes if they go down there trying to teach some people some stuff that they can live without it?
Say what now?
Do you think when they go down that you should be teaching people that they can live without it?
Well, like I said, it was some solar flares this morning at 4 o'clock Pacific time, and the polarity of the sun has shifted. So we're going to see what's going to happen now.
Okay.
What's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
We're going to see what kind of effect it's going to have on all this electronic circuitry we got, man. We'll see what happens when the solar flares start popping. And like I say, the polarity of the sun is shifting, man. Do y'all know how significant that is, man?
What?
Well, about as significant as Fukushima polluting our waters? Yeah, that's real. Yeah, it has a lot to do with it. I mean, yeah, that's real significant. I would think.
Scared.
Hey, scared of what?
Eric, did you bring up the Navy personnel that was sick? You know, you talked about it earlier. Did I miss it?
Yeah, I had talked about it earlier. But about the ones on the destroyer USS Ronald
Reagan.
Yeah, 70 soldiers, you know, are claiming they have been affected by the radiation that was over there in Fukushima because their ship was, like, close to the plant when it blew up. So now they're saying they're really they're becoming sick.
It didn't blow up. It melted down.
Is that going to be like
that's my thing.
Right.
Is that going to be like some of those people from 9/11 pretending they was affected from the airplane? I mean, 9/11, really sick. Some of them.
Yeah. You know what, Maze? That's what I'm saying also. You know, first it started out at 50, then the lawyers, you know, went and got 20 more. Now, here's the thing about this. In November, you know, the court threw the case out of court. You know, so now they've gotten 20 more people supposedly sick, and they're going to have it retried again. So, you know, for a judge to kick it out, I really don't think there's too much credence to it. But of course,
judges sure have too much power.
Huh?
Sure have too much power. Don't you
know? I mean, Beasley, really? Looking at it, it really, from what I saw, there was, you know, unless, you know, from what I saw, Beasley, okay, I say maybe one or two, but 70 of them? No. I can't see this.
Just because there's some frauds in the lawsuit doesn't mean that what they're saying happened didn't happen. And
right. But see, and that's the thing, though. I'm looking at it as though, you know, you're on a Navy ship, though, and you know, you have outfits and things to wear, especially if you know you're going into that kind of area. And then they were saying they were looking at snow, talk about, ooh, look, nuclear snow. Well, dang, that's telling me one thing. You stand out here looking at it, and you know what it is. So were you wearing your mop suit at the time? What were you doing on deck? You understand what I'm saying? But this is kind of stuff that's going on. I mean, one guy said he has...
You know them Davy dudes ain't the smartest.
Well, it's not only that. They trust the government. How about the people in Vietnam who actually drank out of the containers that actually had Agent Orange? Because the government told them, yes, Agent Orange was bad for the plants and for the trees, but it won't harm humans. So people actually made lemonade from the fucking gallon containers that contained the Agent Orange because they believed the government.
That's what I'm saying, Joe. All of this happened back then, and then people still living and live to be the older age, some of those that was there.
Or people get cancer and die, and you just figure they got cancer.
Yeah, and how do they figure out
what you got cancer from?
No, how can they figure out how many are supposed to have it, and how many are supposed to get what disease?
What about the thousands who were denied Agent Orange, not just reparations but treatment, because the government probably wasn't framing a civil action suit,
or deny it. They'll just have plausible deniability. So you don't – one thing's for sure, you know they're underestimating and underreporting this Fukushima thing.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
And even though – now listen to this. Now, even though I know that they're doing that, I still ate those crabs last night. I still have lobster salad in my refrigerator. I don't necessarily trust the government, but I trust there's some
I mean, you wanted the fucking crabs, and you wanted to make sure.
And I'm happy that we're able to that we can afford them and go get them.
Sure.
That we can do it. You know,
so tell it, man. We from Florida, we try to catch our own crabs, man. You build a doggone trap and throw it in the water, catch your own crabs, man.
That's even that dangerous. I haven't eaten fish since BP, petroleum.
What I was going to say was this before Joe so rudely interrupted me, but it's okay. I don't mind because we all interrupt each other. But I'm not thinking that the government's going to tell me the truth. I'm thinking that there's some environmental kook, not kook, but environmental dude that they're checking the sand, that they're checking the water, because I know that they're out there. And hopefully they would sound the alarm that, hey, it's unsafe to eat this stuff.
It was in the news yesterday and the day before. They found radiation on the West Coast, 1,400% higher than what supposedly is supposed to be there. But the government keeps raising the levels.
I'm hearing different stats. And I heard 121% higher than what it was last year and the year before. 1,400% is an incredible amount. And then they have the levels that are supposed to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I stop calling in, you guys know what happened. I went out happy.
No, as long as you take your vitamins and your vegetables and all you're supposed to eat, cleanse your body,
Hold on. This lobster salad is so good.
They
say something to die for. You would die and be happy if you ate this.
Get the devil something.
Lord.
Man,
Hold on for a minute, Mr. Beale, about your lobster salad. All right, y'all, we got about 25 minutes left in the show. If you want to continue the show live, get on the phone lines, 347-838-8622, or you can stay in the chat room, and we continue to chat there.
Big business and the corporations working together, so all of them lying.
Wesley, we're not talking.
Oh, I thought you were through, bro.
How am I going through you?
Okay.
Good Lord. All right. Anyway. But I agree with you. I agree with you, Wesley. And, yes, that's another reason why they're not going to tell you what's really out there in the water, because you're hitting somebody's pockets, not just the businessmen, but the politicians and things too. So, you know, they're going to keep this as secret as they can until they no longer can. That's why we need to educate and sound the alarm and let people know what's really going on out there. You know, because most people think Fukushima is just, you know, it's over with. You know, okay, it happened, and easy, but they're not – but they're not understanding the repercussions that explosion, I mean, that nuclear plant over there had. But let me bring a couple of callers in here real fast.
We need my calls back to set us straight.
Welcome to the show. 111, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I pronouncing this word correctly? Is it
602? Welcome to the show.
I don't. Make sure I want to.
Yeah, you
want
know.
To
you
it
know.
Correct.
You need to pronounce
Fukushima.
It right. Fukushima,
man.
Exactly. You make me nervous all the time. I mean, my.
All right.
Sweating,
you will step your game up, and you'll be better because of it.
Right. Exactly. But how you guys doing, ladies and gentlemen? How you doing?
I just
greetings, Mike.
I just talked you up.
Yeah, I guess you're working your magic, Beasley, as always, the L.A. magic. You know how you guys are.
It ain't that spectacular. It's overrated.
We want to know what people are eating that's complaining about all this nuclear stuff, what they're eating every day.
Well, I don't know, but Michael, was there something you had to say?
Well, I heard when Beasley was saying that all the judges have too much power. That's how long I was listening.
Oh yeah, that was a segue. We're talking about Fukushima. But let me ask you this: is the Chesapeake Bay isn't that polluted? Hasn't the crab catcher been down?
Yes, I wanted to say, Beasley, me and you have something very much in common. Dungeness crabs. Yes, I'm down with that. I was eating some snow crab legs last night.
Crabs are a huge thing in Maryland.
Exactly.
When we live
and
in
there's
Maryland,
a lot of quote unquote white folks checking them things out because they don't want to die neither.
Right.
I read an article on this, and I didn't go to America. I usually even went to Al Jazeera to get the information on that. They're still tested. I understand what you're saying. See, we have to search for a balance because nuclear energy has its pros and cons. The problem is we use that to hurt each other. Now, when we can harness that to make power, that's okay. But an earthquake, I don't think man created that. I mean, earthquakes been happening for thousands upon thousands of years. But I agree with you. The company did try and hide some information because they were fearful. But now, as of now, information has come out, and it's just basically like a cooling system. They're saying, according to which is still a lot, an Olympic swimming pool, the amount of water, which is the same size as the Olympic swimming pool, is leaking in the Pacific per week since it happened. So what's it been, like 3 years now since it happened? So that's enough. But now they say, according to current, it's only going into the Indian Ocean and the southeast, southeast Pacific. But United States have tested and nothing is contaminated yet. So
Michael, dear, please turn off the
eye on it, though. But I think you're right. It wasn't conspiracy. I agree with you, but now it's not. It's wide open now. But it was a conspiracy. Yes, they were hiding information. I agree with you, yes. But now they have an eye on it, and they're testing
everything.
But you're saying
that the radiation, the contamination hasn't gotten to the United States, but Joe just said...
No, it hasn't.
Mike got the biggest pool on the planet, believe me.
No, it already has. It already has. The currents have swept in some of the radiation, and they're also predicting there's also debris from Fukushima, which hasn't reached America yet. But the debris is something like, it's huge. I forget what the size is.
It's landed in Seattle in Oregon. And that's
already landed there?
That's horrible.
Well, this is
a real beautiful part of the country, that whole coastline.
Yep.
It's beyond beautiful.
And you also got acid rain out there that's falling from the sky into the vegetables and the fruit and hitting the water.
Well,
and
they have two different maps. They have two different maps. There's a map from the Pacific, from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration on the Internet that's saying that it's showing from Pacific, but they got two different maps that's showing it's not. So which map do you believe? And I'm letting you know, none of our fish are contaminated with radiation. They're checking it out now. So keep on eating.
None of our fish. None of them.
Keep reading it, man. Keep
but hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Well, I'm
when
letting
I go,
you know they have
when
an
I go
eye
buy
on
fish
it.
From
That's
the market,
saying.
when I go buy fish from the market, and I do it often, I'm getting shrimp from Thailand. I'm
yep.
getting ba. I'm
yes.
getting basa. I'm getting basa Vietnamese catfish. I'm
and
getting
that right.
Vietnam,
that
we're getting
Fuji
fish from all. Oh, we're getting fish from all over the place when you go to your market.
You know where you're getting your fish from, Beast?
Well,
you're getting
no,
your fish
but you
from the Gulf. You're getting your fish from
exactly.
the Gulf of Mexico, which is being
yep.
sent to Thailand, which you're buying.
No.
No.
Hold on.
I just want to break some facts real quick. Hold on.
That
is short in the information, Mr. Thomas. BZ and Joe is right.
Okay.
Hold on. Listen, I just want to make this 30-second comment. BZ and Joe is right. BZ, you're right. We do get some of our shrimp, like from the restaurant, from pond shrimp. They go out from ponds, not just from the sea. They manufacture it and they farm
yeah.
them. Right?
But it,
I,
but
exactly.
it tells you, but it
oh,
tells
on,
you when
I
you go buy them. But it tells you
exactly.
like farm raised. Or if
yes.
it tells you wild caught
right.
or fresh frozen.
I don't buy farm-raised salmon no more. When I learned, I don't buy no. farm-raised salmon. I buy Alaskan salmon. I pay five more dollars extra per pound, though, because that salmon meat is red, pink. It says farm-raised color added on the salmon that you get. So I understand
right?
what you're saying. I'm not finished.
I buy the cheaper one, but the other one tastes better.
You ever heard of mislabeling, man?
Exactly.
You ever heard of mislabeling?
No, they're not mixing it.
Let them finish. Let Mike finish. So, you know.
Very gullible, man.
No, I just want to say something. You're right. They do have pond shrimp, and we do get. But like Joe said, we get some of our shrimp from the Gulf. Not just from down from Louisiana and other Gulf shrimp. So, like, for instance, the best shrimp you can possibly get is Hawaiian shrimp or Alaskan shrimp or Gulf because it's fresh caught. And they're not going
to
lie to you and tell you it's fresh caught. Now, they will tell
you
it's farm raised or not.
They're not going to lie to you.
Man, no, I don't think, no, man.
The
okay.
EPA lies, the FTC lies, the SEC lies.
They don't lie to me about farm-raised pink salmon.
Oh,
no, they don't. Right. They said it in the grocery store. They tell you that's
right.
a fact. Now, Washington State went up past GMOs, but the citizen says we
uh-huh.
don't want our markets to label, like when you would go to the grocery store, they would have a big GMO sign in front of the product. The Washington State Senate citizens said no, we didn't want it. They just said keep the ingredients on it. Because the ingredients
you just went from fish to vegetables, though. These are different,
okay.
these are different well, things.
No, I'm talking about products in general. I'm talking, but y'all did talk about MGO, so it's all the same. That's all I wanted to say.
What did Mike say yesterday? Say if this was a
all
democracy
right.
and y'all wanted
no,
to vote
this ain't
me
no
off,
democracy right
gone.
Now.
No, I don't.
This ain't no democracy right now. I want to welcome 602, area code 602 to the show. And area code, you're welcome. And 313. But first we're going to go with area code 602. You got anything to say? And who am I speaking with?
My name is Wanda and I'm from Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello, Wanda.
Hello, Wanda.
Hello.
I'm on
Summer
Wonder.
Oh. That's not funny.
Wesley.
My question is.
Yes, ma'am. Your question.
My question was about the food too.
Okay.
I'm in Arizona now. The guy that called before, I don't know what he's smoking, but all these people are lying.
Oh,
this has reached our country,
mm-hmm.
and it'll hit California. And all the West Coast. I'm in Arizona, but I'm from Mississippi. I don't
mm-hmm.
trust that seafood, and I wouldn't trust the ones coming from the West Coast.
And what
I
kind of food
saw
do you eat?
Something at the grocery store, Kobe beef.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe beef mixed with ground beef, and I'm like, no thank you. So my thing is, it isn't really safe to buy any of the seafood to go to any of the Asian markets anymore. The catfish, which used to come from Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama, now you're getting it from China. So
mm-hmm.
it's not safe. I'm asking, I guess it's not safe to get any food from Asia.
Yeah.
Well,
everything.
That's interesting, Wanda,
what do you eat?
Is banning receiving any seafood from the west coast of the United States, Alaska, yep. or Canada. They're no yep. longer accepting it.
Right.
Who is it?
China.
Well, they
China's
can't.
Trying to get some. China's trying
most
to buy.
Most those people
China's
can't afford to eat that seafood anyway.
They're trying to buy a ham plate from Virginia.
I'm only remarking
now.
In regards to what they're saying about
you.
The radiation. I'm not. I know China's buying up everything, but I was responding to Wanda about the fish.
Right.
I want to know what Wanda's eating.
Well, I have a shellfish allergy anyway, so I don't eat any of that crap anyway. But
where do you get your food from that you eat so we can find it?
You're better off eating corn dogs.
Corn is already
GMO.
MGO.
Too much GMO.
Pound up ready, honey.
I'm making a joke. I'm making a joke. I'm going to eat tuna steaks and shrimp as long as I can afford it.
I don't know. I'm just not going to buy some
green
food that I know come from China or any of these Southeast Asian countries or anywhere over there, and it's not really safe over here. So
sure.
what do we do?
Grow your own.
You got to eat to live.
You got to, yeah, like David was about to say, you got to grow your own.
You grow your own.
How many people can afford to eat fish and seafood and eat fish and seafood more than 2-3 times a week anyway?
That's all it takes, Bees.
It all depends on where you're at.
I haven't eaten seafood since BP 3 years ago because I know what will happen because the government's lying and they're going to take that BP shit and they're going to send it out to Thailand, they're going to send it out to China, they're going to send it out to Japan, and then they're going to import it back here, and then everybody's going to think, well, I got imported fish. You didn't get imported shit.
Well, a lot of them buy it because it's imported. I don't know why they even tell us that the shrimp comes from Thailand or the shrimp comes from here. But they sure do tell you.
Well, there's a lot of shit that they shouldn't do, but they do it.
It's cheaper to process it over here because they don't want to pay the cost for oil and transportation from shipping that stuff back and forth.
Well,
they don't have to send it back to China, Joe. All they got to do is send it through the Panama Canal or San Francisco port where China controls it.
That's all. Probably.
All right, again, we're going to start eating sheep that they haven't messed up. And goat and stuff we
well,
don't
we just,
to eat.
You know what? We just keep Joe growing them and painting them,
like
and we just get them from Joe.
Well, they call me goat, man. They
get my sheep. Get my sheep milk.
Yeah, get your sheep milk.
With your fingerprints all over their tits.
Pond raised and all of that, because in Mississippi we have a pond in our backyard. It's stocked with all kinds of fish.
So what happens when the acid rain hit the water?
Acid rain?
Mm-hmm. You see what that can do for a car if it hits? I mean, if it just sit out there a long time from the acid rain, take a paint off
the car.
But if it's in the private ponds, it's
hitting
fish.
Well, am I gonna eat?
Leave your car outside in Los Angeles for a week. Leave your car outside in Los Angeles for a week.
Get you a cleanser and clean your body. And every time you eat something, cleanse your body, and you don't have to worry about it. Go straight through.
Oh, yeah, Beasley, where you are, you should have a lot of acid rain, all the fucking smog around there.
Well, I'm in Northern California now where the air is really fresh.
Oh, you're not in L.A. anymore?
All right. Hold on, let me bring
I go back and forth.
Okay, crew. Hold on. Hold on for a minute. Let me bring a new caller in. Area code 313, are you there? 313.
Yes, I'm here. How's everybody?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Good. And I want to say greetings to Ngoni's family and to her mom. She's so blessed to have her mom. So I just say greetings to everyone. But
thank you. My mom is 89, and my sister's here. I said my mother's 89. She'll be 90 May 25th, 2014. Isn't that a blessing? And my sister's here with us, too.
Okay.
Yes, and greetings to her. I don't know a lot about Fukushima, but I know since listening to everyone today that it has become more clear to me that this biosphere or this atmosphere we're in, this balloon that we're in, we have the stratosphere and all those different spheres above us, and the water is really only one source of water. Yes, we've named different oceans different names, but that water circulates.
Right, it's a cycle.
And if I remember correctly, Sister Ngoni, you can clarify if I'm wrong. They talked about when that explosion took place, that it happened immediately everywhere. So as soon as those people were exposed to that radiation, so were we on the other side of the planet.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
That radiation is contained in our atmosphere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They said the southern hemisphere back in March 2011 wasn't affected as severely, but it did go all the way across North America and on into Canada, if I recall correctly.
I get what she's saying.
But I'm saying, what are you eating?
But I get what she's
saying. I'm
fine.
Well, I don't eat fish. I haven't had any in a long time, and what I have eaten in the last 3 years, maybe once or twice, my body threw it off. I brought it up.
What
it tastes good. It
she vomited.
Good, but my body didn't accept it.
But does anybody remember when they were giving warnings to pregnant women about eating fish?
Yeah.
Several years.
Mercury levels.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's
they remember when they sued this one lady because she said she didn't eat meat no more, she didn't eat beef anymore, and she had to go to court and pay a whole lot of money. Nobody stopped eating them.
You talking about Oprah?
Yes.
That was a different case. That
so
was because the Beef Eaters
same
Association.
Thing,
they said
same
that
thing.
They said that because she said
beef.
Something on her
she
show that affected their industry. That was what that was about.
Well, really?
Yeah, that was about mad cow disease. That was that was.
But
about.
You know, they have always
that's
talked
about
the high levels of mercury in fish. This goes back,
right.
I know, over 30
right.
years.
Right.
Right.
Mercury
right.
is in fish
this
naturally,
thing,
right,
like
but naturally,
like
it's a chemical. But, BZ, I apologize. I said MGOs instead of GMOs. I apologize.
No, man, I didn't catch you. You know how to stop you short.
Wait a minute. Too many talking at once.
That's good.
Too many talking at once.
The reason
mercury
in
Mexico, they put it in the food in Mexico.
The reason mercury gets in fish is the runoff from these agricultural farms. Where they use
mm-hmm.
some chemicals in the fertilizer and it gets in the water tape. That's how mercury gets in fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets in the water, it comes back down in rain, then you got acid rain.
No, it's all related.
Everything is a chemical. Everything is a chemical. What name something in this world that's not a chemical?
Mike.
Your brain?
You talk about chemicals. That's a man-made compound when you say
yeah.
chemical.
No, ma'am. When you said compound, you said taking two things and putting them together. I say
that's
the vibe goes up. Don't put, no, every,
we're
no.
not talking about
said,
elements.
Oh, compound.
You said
but,
a chemical.
Element is a chemical. Element is a chemical, ma'am. Everything is. An apple is a chemical.
Okay.
Don't care where it comes from. You can't separate something that comes from something, sir. I mean, what are you talking about?
Well,
we are all chemicals, man. We are carbon.
You
mean
to
tell me
the
table, when I look at the table, all the elements, you mean to tell me that they're not chemicals? I'm going to be quiet.
Everything
I don't know.
I'm going to mute myself.
Y'all can argue
man.
All you want, but you're going to make yourself look silly. I'm just going to be quiet.
We disagree with you.
We are a carbon-based food, man. We are chemicals, man.
I'm still wondering what we're going to eat.
We
somebody
are a carbon-based
food. Must be a chemical.
We are a chemical, a carbon-based food.
Will they take us a bowl of poison and just sit down and eat it every day, I guess?
Yeah, too.
I'm going to keep eating this fish until one of these hippies, these hippies is not related to the government, says that these levels of radiation are going to kill you. Or it's not, it's deadly, it can harm you. You
hey, Bees, if you were 30 years old instead of 65, would you be
I'm not 65. I hope I make it, but go ahead.
Would you still be eating this shit, or would you say,
I really like seafood, and this bothers me that the fresh seafood from the Pacific Ocean, which is some of the best in the world, okay,
yeah.
that I really enjoy, from the sea bass to the halibut to the tuna, to the shrimp, to the lobsters that I really, really enjoy more than
lobster,
anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And he didn't say he gonna eat and eat.
Oh, I haven't had lobster in fucking years. Oh my
that
god.
That tuna good, man. That tuna good.
My brother farm raised 2 dozen lobsters in a big ass aquarium. In an aquarium type of thing. No, seriously. In his house last year. Farm raised them from little small things, bought the little small lobsters in Chinatown. And farm raised them, fed them chicken breasts and other kind of feed.
Jesus. No, they got to be delicious.
He farm raised them.
Were they good, Beasley?
Delicious.
They
got to
be delicious. Oh,
they grow slow as
God.
Hell, but it was a fun little process to watch them do it.
Do you know the lobsters are immortal? They don't die?
You know what? You know what Beasley said something? He said something that was
they
so
get close to me, they
simple.
Yeah, just
he said,
"You're right."
What they BZ said, it is a slow death. If y'all are talking all about is it a slow, enjoyable death.
That's why
death.
I was asking.
Those slow crab legs is so good.
I know.
No, I mean,
but it's a slow kill.
There's probably people on this show and on the thing or on Blog Talk Radio that smoke cigarettes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got one of them, bro. I'm
talking about that.
And that's not good for you either.
That sure may probably kill you faster than eating a pound of eating some shrimp from the Pacific Ocean.
Well,
and the alcohol
too.
Huh?
And then I got the weed back out there. If you can get a doctor's prescription and smoke it.
What about that?
I don't need no doctor's prescription. Shoot.
And that's healthy. It depends on how you. Oh, you don't need a doctor's prescription.
No, you don't need no doctor's prescription. That's the way you them getting your money again. No, that's okay. Thank you.
But you got access to some of those fine dispensaries. It's nice here in California. And I didn't realize it until I went to other places. But lobster salad and weed and a little PBR ain't a bad way to live.
I bet it's not.
Where you can socialize with people without even having to touch them or even being there to smell their nasty breath. And you can get rid of them anytime you want.
Yes.
But here's the realization. Listen. Here's the realization on this whole thing. You know, we're talking about, now we all know, you know, seafood or other foods we eat on a daily basis are not good for us. But at the same token, we know this, but yet we still eat them, right? All right, who's doing the paper? Please stop doing the paper.
Is Miss Lady here?
No.
That's what she was doing yesterday.
Yeah,
well,
but what I'm saying is...
I pay
Wait
some,
a minute.
Oh, go ahead.
Wait a
sorry.
Minute, Michael. All right.
I can't say that we don't know that it's not good for us because it's actually good for us. But if it has chemicals and poisons in them, it's not good for us.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Bees. Basically, that's what I meant.
Go ahead.
Is that one of the reasons why you should wash your food before you eat it? I know a lot of people don't wash their food before they eat it.
Man,
I mean,
man,
it's that simple.
Washing steak and chicken isn't going to do it.
Who on the phone tastes the grapes before you buy them? Who on the phone, be honest, tastes the grapes before you buy them? You try to wipe them off, but you taste the grapes.
I'm eating grapes right now.
Come on.
Michael,
can we
Michael.
Be real?
I wash my grapes. I put grapes in a bowl.
I wash my groceries.
No,
with
I'm
vinegar.
Talking about when they're
and
at
water.
The grocery store. I'm saying
vinegar and water.
It doesn't matter. You
and
bring them home. I put them
grape.
In a bowl. You put in the dishwashing liquid. You rinse them around.
So
you get rid of the
grape.
Residue. I'm,
you
got,
you
I'm eating the grapes right now.
Man,
I've been
snatching a few grapes off the thing and popping them in my mouth just like I do to the candy man. I've been doing that for over 25 years and ain't shit happening either.
I taste before I buy them grapes. I taste. I might not can't taste a banana, but I can taste a grape or a cherry before I buy them.
A banana got a peel on
it.
A banana.
I'm sorry. I'll wipe
a banana has an onions. They have peels. You can peel them back. But
that's
with grapes, you're supposed to soak them in vinegar and water.
And I don't care if it's organic or not.
You
I
take some of the
grapes.
Chemicals off. You don't take them out, but you take some of them off.
Yeah, I mean, I eat one before I buy them, but when I bring them home, I wash them.
While you guys are talking bad about eating seafood, how it's not good for us, they just closed down a Foster Farm chicken thing out here in California.
Yeah.
It was on the news this morning because it was infested with cockroaches.
Yeah.
It is. There's a whole lot of stuff. A whole lot of stuff you eat. Probably don't know what's going on in some of those plants.
Right. Well, see, that's why we have to
have
that. That's a lot of stuff.
Man, if you take a look at the documentary, you don't want to eat anything.
They're going to do a change the name of the, what the product was, and you're still going to be eating it on the new
yeah,
name.
Yeah, you delete it. It doesn't matter. They could put fucking skull and bones on a goddamn fucking package, and people still eat this shit.
People haven't stopped smoking cigarettes.
That's right.
That's why the voters in Washington said, you know what, as long as the ingredients are on, forget it. We don't want no GMOs, big GMO tags in front of the product.
I got a question for the people that believe that the government and the powers that be are really trying to kill us, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we all know that smoking is not good for you. So why would they do anything to warn people?
And they put that
why
in
would they do anything
well,
to warn
people? Well, that was because of activism.
And,
that was because of activists.
But isn't
that
freedom?
Pardon me?
Right. Don't I have the freedom to put anything in my body?
Of course you
if
have
you
the freedom. No, just not listen
exactly.
to what I'm saying. What's the point? Let me see my point, Mike. Let me see what my point is. If you know, most of us believe that the government and the powers that be don't have our best interests at hand. Some even believe that they're actively trying to kill us, okay, whether it be through chemtrails or radio waves or all these other things that
I'm
we talk about, or they're blowing up Fukushima on purpose so that we all get radioactive poison. Okay, if that's the case, and I'm not saying that it's not, okay, but if that's the case, why do anything to get people to stop smoking?
Because the activists back in the 60s, they
rose together.
He's not
finished, Joe. He's not finished.
No,
he
but
is finished.
He got the question.
Because
but
the activists back in the 60s, they rose up, and then the Surgeon General was forced to say, okay, we'll acquiesce. I think it was a class action suit. They put the fucking warning on the goddamn cigarettes, which isn't the same as it is now. Right now it's very flagrant, very blatant. Back then it didn't warn the pregnant women about smoking. Now it does. Back then it says, Surgeon General says it's dangerous.
Now they tell you, with smoking, they tell you what it can do for you on the package. And I don't even smoke cigarettes.
And people yeah,
don't.
When
they
first came
the
out warning, Joe, didn't it say it may be dangerous to your health? And then they changed it to it is dangerous?
Yeah, and people are still smoking.
Exactly.
And you got that's people who underwent, what do they call them, not a toxilectomy. I think it is a toxilectomy. Or whatever. They cut a hole in your larynxectomy, something like that.
Tracheotomy or something like that.
Yeah, tracheotomy. And they fucking put a cigarette in the hole to smoke the cigarette.
I seen the guy standing there near the racetrack in the wheelchair with the oxygen hooked up, take the oxygen thing out of his throat and stick the cigarette in there, breathe the smoke in there and breathe the smoke out. And right out of the hole in his throat, I was like, I've seen it all now. He would be there every
single
day.
But you know what? I don't belittle him, though. I don't really belittle him because he's
right
going through what he's going through.
I'm not belittling him. That's some freaky shit to see, though.
I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying me personally because that's the way he chooses to go out.
So you warned yourself, nothing but little.
And it's just like people that
are
eating the
food. And
we all
do it in our
thing.
Own little ways. Everybody do it in their own little way.
That's right.
What do you all think about what Ottawa was talking about the biosphere?
Smoke is good
about
for
what
you?
I'm going to?
About the biosphere, the condition of the biosphere with all the pollution, the fluoride in the water,
the
radiation, the whole biosphere seems to be with just being attacked from all sides. They're even talking about putting some kind of medicine in the water.
But it's all about levels. When I talk about in chemistry class and when I even hear doctors, that Dr. Curley, she even admitted, we all going to be affected by some chemicals, but it's about the level of the chemical.
Right.
Because if you have because that's chemistry. It's about the certain levels. A certain levels will dramatically change a certain situation.
So that would be toxicology you're talking about.
Jesus.
Yeah, but
right.
who determines how much mercury?
We all get radiation right now on the cell phones or the thing. We get certain types of radiation when you take an X-ray but it's the certain levels that you do.
Yeah, that bullshit is out there to make people believe that they can eat the fish, that they can smoke the cigarettes, that they can get the fucking dental X-rays 13,000 times a year. Nothing will happen to them.
That's
all bullshit. All right, they got reporters out there in California now. They've already reported yesterday 1,400% a rise in the radioactivity. Okay.
In fish.
In the land.
In the land and the water. But see, here's the thing, and that's the point.
Fukushima?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's
saying
the point.
Because of Fukushima, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the point. But the main media is not reporting that, huh?
Never mind. What was Mike talking about that they're not finding any radiation? And you're saying it's 1,400%.
1,400% out there in California. The reporters from Alex Jones' show went out there.
Not Alex Jones. I'm getting actual names. I can't forget these names. But I'm getting actual names from the actual TEPCO. That's the corporation who's filed. It says in March, about a year ago, after the incidents, the groundwater reached the international dateline, according to Blase something, whatever this man, scientist, okay? And what he's saying is that... simply to say the seafood expected from the levels of radioactive in the sea waters is only 2% of the regulatory regulation limit, he said. So I eat the seafood every day. So what I'm
okay.
trying to tell you, these
All
are the
right. And you believe
on,
in that,
on.
Right? And
so
you believe in that.
Listen to me. This is the official report. Well, I have a name for it, and he works there, and I'm letting you know the United States of America already tested the waters.
Let me ask you something, Michael. Let me ask you something. Does he work for the government?
No, he doesn't work for the government.
Oh, he doesn't?
He works for the TEPCO. He works for the company who got caught. He works for I'm the company that y'all
Listen
talking about.
Listen to what you just said, Michael. Listen to what you say. He works for who?
No.
The company that's responsible for this shit.
You can't believe everything that you read. Because
thank you.
Hold on. So listen, if I listen to a foreign media source, am I getting their agenda too? And if I'm meeting Americans, so I'm getting both. So which agenda am I reading? I'm looking at factual information. They're giving me the name and the scientists who actually work for the company. Didn't I tell y'all earlier, y'all was right, they were hiding. And the same company is saying, okay, yes, we were hiding stuff. Now they're coming out because people are on them. The government is
God.
On them.
Oh, that's like believing a woman. She says I was cheating on you then, but I lied to you. Now I'm not cheating on you, but you can believe me. I was lying to you then, but I'm not lying to you now.
Okay, so why are you still eating the fish then? So, because, like you said,
what you did say earlier made good common sense. You're going to go out because of something. And I enjoy this. And
right,
hopefully the levels aren't enough to take me out.
No, what I'm saying is right now people are monitoring the levels.
Right.
That's all I'm
right.
saying.
I'm just hoping
that's
that I don't necessarily
that's
trust
I want to say.
That article, but hopefully there's some people that are unbiased that are monitoring the articles.
Yes,
because what if you have Mr. Smith, and Mr. Smith is deeply involved in the seafood business as far as bringing seafood to the market? Or to eat it, and that's his responsibility. Wouldn't Mr. Smith hire a publicist to try to downplay all of this stuff, or hire a number of publicists or public relations companies whose job
is... No, this is the same guy who's giving measurements that's saying an Olympic swimming pool amount of radiation is leaking in the Pacific every week. This is the same company. This is the same guy who's paying
this. What I'm saying is this. Is that there's entities out there and businesses out there who news like this would affect their business and their bottom line, and they're going to do things, hiring publicists and public relation companies who are going to get scientific-looking reports like what you have that are going to go against that may not be completely truthful or may give a slanted end side of the story.
And some of them are out there that don't want it's something good. They want to destroy it to make a mess out of it, and just to make sell a book and make some money, have somebody to purchase it, and they have no like clue of what they're talking about, like Alex Jones.
So the American government, okay, American fish who says there is no evidence of unsafe fish in the American food supply. Now, when they made that statement, now they saying the American officials, your government that you vote for, is looking at and talking about the same thing we're talking about, and they're worried about it. Some people say they're not worried about it, and they're not letting us know. They're saying that they're testing it, and they have evidence that our seafood is not unsafe. It's still safe.
I would trust a bunch of
how
hippies.
You pronounce A-O-Y-A-M-A. It's a foreign name. A-O-Y-A-M-A.
I don't know.
This is the man, right? This is an official man, a scientist who works for the company who did wrong. They're getting on that ass. That's why we know
and you
about
swear,
it. I agree
and
with
you.
And
you swear he telling you the truth, huh? Okay.
I'm not saying he's telling me the truth, but I'm letting you know they're using some measures and people's on his butt. I'm letting you know that they're just monitoring.
I would trust some hippie scientists from Stanford or UC Berkeley that were actively going out there and taking tests from the sand and from different fish and doing their own studies with no agenda and them telling me what you know, if it's safe or not or the
thank
levels
you. They
of
have
radiation.
No agenda. That's the kind of people
well,
out there.
Right. Who are the U.S. officials?
Not those with an agenda.
Who are the U.S. officials?
You can have your water tested anyway.
People with an agenda that don't necessarily have my business
in
at hand. People that'll tell me any damn thing. People that'll tell me that they got weapons of mass destruction, so we have to have spend billions of dollars and risk lives and do everything and mobilize to have a war.
People that'll create a war on drugs.
People that will make an incident in the Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam and make it seem as though this incident is a reason why that we should send thousands and thousands of troops and spend millions and millions of dollars to conduct war in Vietnam when Vietnam doesn't have anything to do and had the fall of Vietnam hasn't done anything to change any of our lives. They lie, Mike. Can't believe.
Hold on for a minute. Let me read
well,
something,
I
Michelle.
Know
put
they
it.
Do
hold,
that.
Hold
I
on.
Agree with
hold
that.
On. You know what? Hold on, because I want to read something that Michelle put in the chat room that I found very interesting. She says, problem is they measure the levels once, but toxicity in the body is cumulative. The more you consume, the greater the levels and risk of developing cancer. So, I mean, when you look at it that way, that makes sense. You know what I mean? It makes a whole lot of sense. Wouldn't you agree? Hello? Everybody got quiet on me? Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
You
okay.
You know, the two loudmouths are here.
Yeah, so basically she's saying, hold on, so basically she said what? The question is what? Was there a question?
Oh,
just
no,
the proximity levels of the radiation, the mercury, and all the things that you take in, that they're cumulative, that they build up, and then I guess
yeah.
Once it gets to the point, it starts.
It builds up in your body.
Doing what it does,
to...
it starts mutating your cells.
Well, everybody says, well, you don't supposed to eat everything. Everything is in moderation, right? I don't supposed to eat fish every day, dog. Do you want me to eat fish every day?
I would if I could.
Even a scientist is... Huh?
I say I would if I could.
You should do a self cleansing every day if you want to eat
right.
Every day.
Right.
Not every day,
but
you
don't do the body and cleanse it out. That's why it's a filter.
Right.
It's filter. Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Give it a rub.
Some people just eat every day and don't do nothing but eat every day and get stopped up. And
I mean, think
way.
About it. Most Asians eat fish. Most Asians eat
every
fish
day.
And rice every day.
And they're the longest living people on the planet.
Particularly people that live along the coast.
Yeah, so
they
you know,
most people live along
at it that
coast.
Way also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most everybody lives along the coast.
You do, I
right,
do.
People in Montana
yeah,
live
most,
along the coast.
80% of America lives along the coast.
Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. I don't think Joe's anywhere near the coast.
No,
right, but I'm just saying 80% of America or 75% of America live along the coast of this country.
They do.
Yeah, I was about to say people in Idaho, Nebraska, Wyoming.
But no, I think he's probably right. If you look at the population centers, your major cities, Boston, New York, Washington D.C.,
L.A. if you want to go there,
all the way
okay.
down Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland. I mean, your major population centers are along the coast.
That still means 75% of 350 million people have to live along the coast.
Maybe it's a little less than that, but I bet.
And so that shows, and me, when I see that, I think we should give each other elbow room. And if you look at the United States from a satellite view at nighttime,
mm-hmm.
you can see where all the lights at. It's all on the coast. So that's a proven, you know, you can measure that.
Well, the proof that the lights are along the coast where the major cities are.
Well, right.
We're all lit up from the radiation.
People are. That's why we have, right. But see, that's why we have the Electoral College, because, you know, if everyone went to
election,
they would
move into the
election. You're absolutely right, because that is why we have the Electoral College.
Right, because we only campaign on the coast and not worry about where you at, Montana, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I still want somebody to get the fuck out.
I want us to see to figure out what we should be eating, since we got all this stuff down on this earth with us.
Man,
you eat what you
want,
babe.
Like keep on doing.
Eat what you want.
Moderation.
Okay.
Everything in
okay.
moderation.
Okay.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter if you're going to eat fish that have like one isotope or two isotopes a day. Don't worry about it. Just fucking eat it.
No, just clean up and you eat it.
So what's better for you? GMO grapes and tomatoes and lettuce, or radiation shrimp?
Who knows?
Or apples or whatever.
Well, depends on what you want to grow.
Yeah, if you want to grow green, then you eat the radiated fish.
Yeah,
if you don't want to grow green, then you eat the GMO.
You want to grow an extra body part, you know, eat the GMO. I don't know, eat the radiation.
Hey, guys, why you think that Chinese food from that, your little favorite Chinese curry out of Chinese restaurant, those shrimp is so good? Why
you know another
so?
Thing, too?
The
fucking
the
people
pond.
In the Chinese restaurants don't eat the food that they give us.
Yes,
if
do.
You watch them eat, they only eat white rice
and
fish.
They get it from their,
you are
it
right,
from their
Joe.
Cousins overseas that are growing from the pond. They get that
you
cheap
right,
shrimp.
Joe.
That's why you're deep.
You are right.
This is cheap.
They don't eat the
that
stuff
too.
That even though Chinese food is so good, they don't eat it.
Ew.
Even on the buffet, they go and they cook their own stuff back in the
that's
back.
Right.
Yep, you're right, Joe.
And it's
you
without
I know they
too.
Eat fast as hell. I know they eat
and
fast
and you know that,
hell.
Joe, and you're not going to stop eating it if you know that. You still eat it.
Oh, I mean, I'm still eating that shit.
I don't eat it at all.
I eat Chinese.
I
used to eat Chinese food like it was going out of style.
I don't eat that.
I love all that Asian food.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to lie.
Like, I love sushi, but I haven't eaten sushi since BP.
They make sushi without fish.
I haven't. Not since Burning Petroleum and that fucking Gulf
They make it with vegetables
disaster.
And rice.
I don't know.
Even though I don't eat it, they make it without the fish.
Well, what good is that? You know, that's
like
being a vegetarian. I ain't never figured out what this vegetarian stuff about. Because I'm like, what is it without the meat, man? You had to have some meat.
Well, if you taste some, you couldn't tell the difference. If you somebody know how to cook it.
Taste some what?
Vegetarian
if it don't have no meat in it, I'm going to be able to tell.
If you eat it, you won't know.
No,
if
yes,
they,
I will.
You know, that's one thing. If they make, like, vegetarian, just escaped my head, meatloaf, you won't be able to tell. But you know, the reason why people go veggie and they get away from meat is because of the protein. But me, I need meat.
I know. Purdue chicken. Purdue don't use no hormones or nothing. That's one of the best chickens you can get as far as not using no growth hormones. It's Purdue. But
find me a chicken
money.
That doesn't have hormones or antibiotics in it.
Purdue, man. They advertise that, man. They measure that.
Oh, okay. If you're
going to
get an organic
Purdue.
Chicken.
All right. Man, he got dough, man. They
you
want to
spend
have
$12 a pound
man,
on it?
Purdue,
okay.
Man, he got dough to do that, though.
Okay.
Find me a chicken,
that
doesn't come from a warehouse that's infested with cockroaches. That really bothers me.
Well, look at all the chickens. Before that, they were dying. Well, I don't know if they were dying, but they had
the
fucking warehouses full of chicken shit.
They live on top of each other's shit. Right.
So chicken shit, cockroach shit. What difference does it make?
All right. I think it's time to end the show on that. Right.
Oh, good.
That's all probably. You know what? Chicken shit and cockroach shit is probably better for you than radiation.
I thought you weren't going to eat that shit no matter what, B.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't want to eat anything. You guys got me so damn depressed after listening to this show and everything. I think I'm just going to go to bed and stick the covers over my head. I feel really bad after listening to you guys. I was happy before, glowing in my lobster salad. You guys got me all depressed. I feel horrible now.
Yeah, like you're not going to have salmon tonight, right?
I hate you people.
Well, blame it on Mike.
You guys are demons.
Blame it on Mike.
Yeah, blame it on Mike. Blame it on Mike. That's right. All right, y'all. Well, oh, Lord, it's 18 minutes past the hour, and then it's time for us to get up out of here. But, you know, I can't get out of here without letting y'all get y'all last words in. So, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and knock that out real fast. And we're going to start with Miss Mays, ladies first today. Miss Mays, your last words, ma'am.
Yes, I want to know what we can eat and what we shouldn't be eating and all of this, since all of the weather and everything else is coming down to radiation. It's in the apples, it's in the fruit and everything you eat. So you eat it and cleanse. That's all I got to say about it. Either you become anorexic and don't eat nothing. And it's something you do need to find some vegetarian food, because it does taste good. And I do eat meat, but I don't eat pork.
Okay. Anything
That's
else? All righty. Well, thank you, ma'am, and see you tomorrow for Freedom Friday. All
okay.
right, let's see. All facts, you up.
Well, you know what I tell you, people say, you know, everything is chaos. Everything is bottom racing, like BZ said. I think everybody is trying to live your life comfortable. We all have stuff that people will look at and say we should do, but everything in bottom racing, even me, I have to look at and say, you know what, hey, it's everything personal. But then you have the people say you just have to treat a certain way. They say if you eat a certain thing like the swine, you're going to become evil. Your spirit is going to become evil. It's unholy to eat a swine. Man, nature, for thousands of years, people have been killing hogs to eat, to raise their family and things of that nature. That don't have nothing to do with their soul. That has something to do with their belly. You just see how people take a food animal that you need to eat and starve, and just try to say you're going to be a bad person or a worse person. And I see a lot of people who don't eat hogs, or they have a lot of things in there. But I just want to say everything in moderation, and only I would say this, at least we're talking about it. All of us know what's going on in the radiation. Maybe they're keeping an eye on it. And I'm just saying, try to enjoy yourself and, you know, just be aware. That's all I can say. You have a nice day, Mr. Talk, and nice talking to everybody.
All righty. Thank you, Michael. Michael got a little long-winded today, didn't he? Good Lord. All right. Let's go with Mr. Joe. Mr. Joe.
Hey, I was about to say, next time that we have the round of the last roundup, can you limit Mike to only 20 minutes?
I know he got kind of long today.
I'm teasing you, Mike, in case you're listening, because I don't want you to talk about me when you have your own show tonight or whatever the fuck it is. All right. So I just want to say I'm a man of very, very short attention span. So everybody have a good night. See you all tomorrow or whenever.
Yeah, tomorrow on Freedom Friday. All right, Joe.
All right, talk to you.
All righty.
Bye, Joe.
And last but not least, Mr. Beasley.
You guys were laughing when I talked about the people from Anonymous being on BTR. But I'm going to give you some little Google hints, and you can read for yourself. Sabu, S-A-B-U, Hector, whatever his name is, do that, Anonymous and Vincent the Bay, and start reading. There's news articles, everything that verifies it. This guy, Vincent the Bay, who had a real popular show on BTR, went to Jeremy Hammond's sentencing and spoke up during his sentencing and, like, trolled the judge, made, like, a little joke of the judge, little joke for the judge, and also said he was a victim of Anonymous. He's tied himself into this. This is real stuff that has gone on, and those people were calling BTR shows and still do. That's all.
Okay. Well, I look it
good
up
night,
and see what you're talking about.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Beasley. See you tomorrow. All right, Sister Agoni, another good show. I'm telling you, oh boy, kind of make you wonder though about what we eating and what's going on. But you know what the strangest part is, you know, and people have to realize anything to do with our government, they're not telling you the truth. You know, they'll give you something to appease you or make you think you know what's going on, but in actuality, you are just as lost as the next person because they're not telling you the truth, especially when it comes to stuff like radiation and how it's affecting us, our food chain, our waters. You know, they're just not telling the truth. And, you know, Mike said, well, you know, this guy that works for the company that got caught, you know, he's saying, of course he's going to say it. What is he supposed to say? Oh, it's just terrible. We can't do, you know, we still got to pay for some more cleanup. Duh. I mean, that's the way I look at it. But anyway, what you think about it?
I really agree with you. And U.S. Inc. is about profit, and we're human resources to them, you know, so I think the topic today is a big one, and it's a scary one, and it's really overwhelming when you think about it because the way things are today, you know, you think, well, the radiation, you got geoengineering, otherwise known as chemtrails. You know, I mean, there's just so many things that's going on that it's enough to take your breath away, really. So I just, again, want to thank everyone for coming and everybody in the Mr. Talk family for their contributions. And as far as what's going to happen, how do we know? How do we know?
That's a good point. Well, you know, and like we say often on the show, one thing we can do is educate and let people know what's going on. You know, mm-hmm. I know I've been asked before, you know, is my show a soapbox or is a problem-solving, solution-type show? And mm-hmm. I'd like to say it's all of the above. It is. It's all of the above, you know.
Yeah, and when we share with each other and we share information, then each individual has to make their own choice and decision about, you know, if they don't think something is correct, then they can check it out or they might be stimulated by something someone on the show shared and decide to go search out more information and learn something new. It may help people decide on how they want to live. It may help people protect their children. It could do a lot of things, you know. I remember I started to bring this up earlier, but there's a book written by Elijah Muhammad. It's an old book, and it was called How to Eat to Live. In that book, he predicted that there would come a time when it would be better to eat every 3 days than to eat three meals a day because of what's going on right now. And that book, I know that book's got over 10 years old. I don't know exactly when the copyright date is, but I know it's an old book.
Wow. You know, and you have to kind of go back to something that Lowe says a lot when he's on the air. And he says it, you know, nothing under the sun is new. You know,
my mother
says
that all the time, too.
Yeah.
Says that all the time. He says there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, what we may be jumping up and down about, you know, has already happened before. You know, just – and I'm sure just like now there was the ones out there that, you know, tried to let everybody else know what was going on, and then there was those that just said, okay, whatever, I'm keep doing what I'm doing. You know, what happens,
we have
happens.
We have quite a few historical stories or myths that tell that story, Noah's Ark, myth of Atlantis, a whole lot of, you know. And then they find, you know, buried in the ground, archaeologists find, remember the quote I read about the green fused glass? They found a layer of green fused glass when they did some atomic testing. The archaeologists dug down and found about five or six different layers, different societies. Some were more advanced than others. And then they found another layer of green fused glass. So what does that tell us?
You
just live your life the best you can.
You can.
Try to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves.
All right. Well, that's all we can do, Sister Ngoni. That's all we can do. All right, y'all, before Sister Ngoni get up out of here, Sister Ngoni, let them know how they can reach you in case they want to send you anything.
Okay. My email is ngonia@yahoo.com. That's spelled ngonia@yahoo.com. And please put Mr. Talk Show on the subject line. I'll be happy to respond.
All right. And thank you, ma'am. And we'll talk later. All right.
All right. Good evening,
all right,
everyone.
All right. I want to give a big shout out to my co-host, Sister Ngoni, man. I'm telling you, what I miss, she picks up on. That's the way it works, a team and a team. All right, y'all. I want to thank everybody for joining us today, for listening and, you know, having your input. You know, I hope somebody learned something from the show. If not, hey, you heard some good information anyway. Let's see. If you want to send me any clips, ideas about any topics you want to hear on the show, just send it to ericletstalk@gmail.com or stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Oh, I'm sorry, it's ericletstalk@gmail.com. And the Facebook is Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Man, I'm telling you, I'll be talking too fast. My brain be slowing down sometime. But the other ways, you got any ideas for topics, hey, just send them to me and let me know. All right? Well, tomorrow is Freedom Friday, y'all. Y'all know what that means. Open conversation. Open conversation. So basically what I'm going to be talking about is we're going to open the show talking about the little boy that was on the YouTube video where his parents was teaching him to cuss, you know, and CPS has stepped in and took the child out the home. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and whatever else y'all want to talk about. So don't forget to join us tomorrow on Freedom Friday here on Let's Talk. Okay, so till tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time, you know, we will be here. And I hope to see all y'all here also. Until then, y'all have a good one. I'm gone. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.